Just never pay full price for a winter vest. It's only half a coat. It's kind of the thong of coats, which I also look good in. A down thong. That would be uncomfortable.
Year.
Lynn Reeser, the head of the National Association for Business Economics, on the latest survey of leading corporate economists. The forecast is predicting a significant rebound in housing, low inflation, and growth in jobs. What about prospects for consumer spending?
Consumers should start to feel a little bit better about the economy, but they're not going to go back in a gangbuster way.
Well, Uncle Sam has a big debt problem, more than $12 trillion, and a published report says it's left taxpayers scrambling to pay it back. Let's get the story live from CBS News reporter Vicki Barker.
The government steering into the same kind of perfect storm which sent so many homeowners into arrears.
We're borrowing much more rapidly than the economy is growing, and our debt service is going to outstrip our ability to pay within a decade.
Analyst Peter Morici says super low interest rates have shielded us from much of that high debt sticker shock, but interest rates will have to start climbing again in the coming year, and the New York Times says that's going to land taxpayers with a massive national debt servicing bill, just as retirement-related costs for baby boomers are expected to explode. Nick?
Democratic ranks held in the Senate over the weekend enough to prevent Republicans from blocking debate on health care reform, but will a bill actually make it through Congress after the bitter infighting? CBS News political analyst John Dickerson says it's a must for the administration and members of his party on Capitol Hill.
They'll get something passed, and mostly because the president, he's desperate. He cannot have this not passed, and Democrats running in 2010 have to have something to run on. So something will pass. It may not look pretty, but something will pass.
The NFL is a tough man's game.
That is the way a middle linebacker should hit.
But those hits can lead to concussions, and now the league is changing the way it deals with them. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Nick, after years of putting players with concussions in the hands of team doctors, the NFL will start requiring the use of independent neurologists. This after a disturbing Capitol Hill hearing where players described damage they've suffered. Former Pittsburgh Steelers back Merrill Hodge testified after a second concussion he flatlined in the locker room.
Had to learn how to read again. I went through depression, and these major symptoms took nearly 2 years to recover from.
Congress put pressure on the league to take concussions more seriously, launching an investigation and threatening to pull its antitrust exemption. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Uncle Sam is poised to announce one of the largest crib recalls ever. It focuses on side drop cribs linked to the deaths of children, extending the recall of 5 million cribs over the past couple of years. CBS News consumer correspondent Susan Copen says parents need to check their baby's crib carefully.
Take a look at that side rail. Look at the hardware that's being used. Is it solid? Hold on to the rail. Can you move it back and forth? If you can move it back and forth and it can create a gap, that can be dangerous.
Too much of an entertaining thing? A University of Washington study says that on top of the 2 hours preschoolers spend watching TV at home, they watch as much as 3 hours more in home-based daycare centers. Lead researcher Dr. Dimitri Christakis says the right quality setting is beneficial.
High-quality preschool is in fact very beneficial to children in terms of their social development, their cognitive development, but sitting in front of a television is not the way to foster that.
For a growing number of American kids, says a children's advocate, hunger stands in the way of learning.
The number of kids in the country who are hungry on a severe basis.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the Colorado Education Project.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
There and then the fumble right there that was close call on the goal line.
Head coach Josh McDaniels, after yesterday's 32-3 loss to the Chargers, dropped the Broncos out of first place in the AFC West. The Broncos play the Giants Thanksgiving Day. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive, pretty good shape right now. No serious delays to get in your way. It's outside that metro area, though, where we're looking at trouble spots. First up, northbound I-25 is closed at Plum Creek Parkway. This due to construction. Detours are in place there. Then, as you're making your way both in and out of the high country, sounds like I-70 is wet, slushy, snow-packed, and slick between Georgetown and Vail. In fact, we've got a couple different crashes, both of them on the westbound side of I-70. This is east of Georgetown. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale this Friday starting at 4 a.m. for over 300 early bird specials. Plus, you'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 760.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press, you are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
No joke, healthcare reform will be debated on the floor of the United States Senate. That was decided by a big vote Saturday night, 60-39. Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this Monday edition of the Bill Press Show. Good to see you today, and thank you for joining us as we start off a new week, a new short work week here before the Thanksgiving holiday. On the Bill Press Show here, coming to you live from our studio in Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, where we're right in the heart of the action on Capitol Hill and down at the White House, where the president will be welcoming today Prime Minister Singh from India, with the first big state dinner of the Obama administration scheduled for tomorrow night on the south lawn of the White House in a big tent, big white tent down there in the back of the back lawn of the White House. Wherever it's happening, we've got it covered here in Washington and around the country, bringing the news to you and taking your calls at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, team press in place today. They're both tired out today. Got to give them a break because they were both they went to the midnight showing of New Moon over the weekend. I guess you were both in line, right? But it's, 100. That's one movie I have no intention of seeing. Right?
No, I'm not going to go see it.
But
there are a lot of Twihards out there.
Yeah, yeah, and not just kids.
No,
which is.
Which is, I mean, look, I like comic books, so I mean, I really shouldn't cast judgment on people, but I mean, I don't know, when you're a grown up and you dress up like a vampire to go to a midnight screening of a movie.
140 million, I think it did.
Ooh, last man.
Night. Oh, gotta tell you. How you doing, guys? All right?
Yeah,
great.
We're fine.
All right, here we go. Yeah, big news on healthcare. We're going to be talking to Senator Ben Cardin about that shortly. Out in Utah, which is probably the reddest of all the red states, right? Utah. I mean, there will never be 50 blue states. We're getting there, but there'll always be one red. 49. So it'll be 49-1. Utah will always be the red state. But they, in fact, they are, while most other states are like moving into the 21st century and getting rid of all forms of discrimination, in Utah they actually have a bill in the legislature which would allow homeowners, not homeowners, but like renters and managers and people who run housing developments, from discriminating against gays and lesbians, saying, no, this is a nice project, and we don't want any of them, gays or lesbians, they wouldn't call them that, living here. And the Utah legislature is about to say that's okay. One state senator who's opposed to it, the Senator Chris Butters, he wants everybody to know that he's opposed to that legislation, and he doesn't have anything against gays and lesbians.
I meet with the gays here and there. They're in my house 2 weeks ago. I don't mind gays.
but I don't want them stuffing it down my throat all the time, and certainly in my kid's face.
I don't...
Word choice.
I don't think that's a choice of words that I would use if I want to express my support for these kids. Yeah, don't you think so? All right. Yes, again, Senator Ben Cardin, we're going to be joining to find out what's next on health care reform, and Linda Douglas on the same issue from the White House just a little bit later. But first...
is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news, a record breaker in NASCAR yesterday. Jimmy Johnson and his number 48 Lowe's Chevrolet won the Sprint Cup Championship in Miami to become the only driver to win four times in a row. Incidentally, he finished fifth in yesterday's final race, but got enough points to put him on top for the season.
I watched part of that race. I have to tell you, I don't know what I'm missing. I'm missing a gene that tells me that watching those cars run around the track.
Look how fast this car is going.
Is exciting.
Man, it's a great sport. I love it.
Is that a sport, though? It's not a sport.
It is not a sport.
It is a sport.
Next.
Get out.
Next.
The single sparkly white glove worn by Michael Jackson when he did the moonwalk on Motown's 25th anniversary TV special back in 1983. It was sold at auction over the weekend. A hotel executive from Hong Kong. Kong had the winning bid of $350,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I dropped out at 100.
Yeah,
smart.
And as we just mentioned, Over the Moon for the New Moon, latest movie in the Twilight vampire romance saga based on the books by Stephenie Meyer, blew up the box office, taking in $140.7 million. That makes it the third largest opening ever behind The Dark Knight and Spider-Man 3.
Wow.
And get ready, the next Twilight film comes out next summer.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you, Dan. 11 minutes after the hour, the Senate voting 60-39. They got the magic 60. Healthcare debate on healthcare reform will start next Monday in the United States Senate. There and proudly casting his yes vote to allow the debate to begin, Senator Ben Cardin from Maryland, who joins us on our show again this morning. Senator, good to have you back.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. So, you know, there was a lot of speculation that Leader Reid might not be able to corral all the Democrats and independents together. Were you surprised that you were able to get that magic 60?
Quite frankly, no. I don't understand why anyone would vote no on just a motion to proceed so that we could have a debate, a national debate on health care reform. Basically, when you voted no, you're saying that the status quo and our trend lines are acceptable to you. And I don't understand that, because I think everyone understands we got to do better than we're doing today.
Yeah, well, and also, so then how do you explain that all the Republicans voted no? They don't even, they're so happy with the present health care system that they don't even want to entertain a debate on possible ways of improving it?
I mean, again, I really don't understand their position. I assume it's a political strategy, but I don't even understand that. Because you talk to them individually, and they all acknowledge that the practices of private insurance companies and discriminating against individuals because of pre-existing conditions or imposing arbitrary limits or regulations are things that no one supports. And the healthcare costs are growing at too fast of a rate. We got to get it under control. And too many people just don't have an affordable option for insurance. Small businesses are discriminated against, and the list goes on and on and on. So I think I really don't understand their strategy. The good news is that we got the 60 votes. The good news is we're going to start the debate right after Thanksgiving. I really do hope that whether it's a Democratic or Republican member of the Senate, that they work constructively to get this bill through the Senate and to the President.
What do you think the realistic timeline is, Senator? Do you think the Senate can complete this debate and vote before the Christmas break?
Oh, yes. I think a bill of this consequence, 2 to 3 weeks of floor time, would be a reasonable amount to consider the necessary amendments. And we have that, obviously, before Christmas, between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I think the schedule is fine to complete it by Christmas. Now, the difficulty will be is that we have to maintain a 60-vote margin, because at any time we could be stalled if we don't have 60 votes to move the process forward.
So, in other words, I know, I want to ask you about that process. There would have to be another 60-vote threshold you'd have to get over in order to vote finally on the final legislation, correct?
Well, it even gets a little more complicated than that. We probably will need 60 votes to proceed on an amendment. But yes, clearly to pass this bill at the end under the normal legislative procedures, unless what's known as reconciliation is used, we will need 60 votes.
All right, now, Senator, it is good. I believe it's very good news that we got the 60. That the debate will begin. At least we'll have a full airing of this issue on the floor of the United States Senate. We've never gotten that far before on universal health care. But as you know, some of your Democratic colleagues who voted for the measure to proceed with debate made it very clear that they can't be counted on as votes on the final legislation. Let me just play a clip. Here's Senator Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas.
Let me be perfectly clear. I am opposed to a new government-administered health care plan as a part of comprehensive health insurance reform, and I will not vote in favor of the proposal that has been introduced by Leader Reid as it is written.
So even though you got 60 votes, isn't her word and Mary Landrieu's word and Ben Nelson's word mean that this bill is dead on arrival?
No, not at all. What we're looking for is a compromise as it relates to the so-called public option that will allow us to move forward, allow Senator Lincoln to support it and others who have concern about the public option, but still allow affordable options to those who otherwise cannot find an affordable health care. It could be a challenge, but there's a group of us working on some language that will satisfy both sides of our caucus. Now, we also hope that we'll be able to get some Republicans who will be interested in joining us. Senator Snow, of course, voted for a bill in the Senate Finance Committee. There are other Republican senators that are showing some interest. So we hope that as we move through the process, we will maintain the 60 votes on process. At the end of the day, if there are senators who want to vote against the bill, allow us at least to have that vote. And that I think that message will be made very clear, particularly to the Democratic members of our caucus, that they should be with us on the procedure votes. If at the end they can't support the bill, it's fine, but don't block it because of the filibuster.
Well, but Senator Ben Cardin from Maryland, our guest here on the Bill Press Show on this Monday, November 23rd, Senator, there are a lot of people, I'm one of them, who think that the public plan option in the Senate bill is already fairly weak because it has the opt-out provision. What I hear you're saying, not that this is what you would want, is that you're going to have to weaken it even further to get more, to get Democrats to vote for it or some Republicans, right? Is that what you're...
Well, I personally believe the public option is weak in Senator Reid's bill in that it not only has the opt-out, which is something I can live with, but it also is not comprehensive. It's only a fallback plan for those who otherwise cannot find affordable insurance.
Correct.
I'd like to see it stronger, quite frankly, because I think it brings down health care costs. Having said that, I do believe we can find what we call the sweet spot here, where we can get a provision that can maintain those of us who look at this bill as a huge step forward on health care reform, but not the end of the debate. We want to get in place a process that we can work on and build on in the future, but that will make a huge difference in bringing down health care costs and providing an affordable option for people. So we shouldn't let perfection be the enemy of moving forward on this legislation.
Look, as a weekend hacker, I'm always looking for that sweet spot, Senator. So I know what you're, I know what you're talking about there. But so can you let us know what are some of the things you're considering that might get Mary Landrieu or Blanche Lincoln? Are you talking about the trigger or states can have to opt in rather than opt out? Or where are you going here?
Well, we are looking for a test in a particular state as to cost and availability, and if that is not met, that there be an affordable option provided through a public plan. We are looking for different other ways in which we can look at a co-op that the Senate Finance Committee looked at. There are combining them, as Senator Reid did in his bill. We think there are, as long as people work in good faith, we should be able to figure out a way to overcome that hurdle. And then, of course, there's another dozen hurdles we have to overcome and different issues that are still not resolved. So it's not going to be just this one issue. There are other issues that have to be dealt with.
That's a good point. But I do hear you say you believe, I don't want to put words in your mouth, do you believe that there will be some form of a public plan option in the final Senate legislation?
Well, yes, I do. Now, people might define it differently, but I do believe that the framework will be there. I think it's very important that it's in there. I think it's very important that we pass health care reform. So I'm one of those who are certainly open to listen to Senator Lincoln's concern and Senator Lieberman's concerns and others in order to get this bill passed. But I think everyone wants to make sure we bring down the cost of health care and then there's an affordable option to every American. It's hard for me to see how you get there without a public option.
Well, Senator, you got a lot of work to do. We'll let you get back to it, and I'm glad that you're there fighting a good fight for the public plan option. Keep it as strong as you can, and we'll check in with you again later.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Thanks. Senator Ben Cardin from Maryland. You know, I think the senator makes a point. Good point. Look, it's not perfect legislation, and I'm afraid it'll get weaker. In its present form, had I been in the Senate, would have voted to allow the debate to open up, at least to debate this legislation. And we have a link on our website, BillPressShow.com, to this page that was on the White House blog over the weekend, which just points you to certain parts of this the Senate bill. Despite the weak public plan option, right, you'll find that it does end discrimination based on pre-existing conditions. It makes preventive care completely free, this legislation. Preventive care, checkups, mammograms, colonoscopies, all that stuff, whatever. Stress test, completely free with no cost sharing. Go in for a checkup, you don't pay for it. It also puts an end to lifetime caps on coverage. There's a lot of good stuff in this Senate bill. Take a look at it. Check out the link on our website at BillPressShow.com. I don't know about you. I would have held my nose and voted for it, at least to get into the debate and then hopefully make it stronger. 866-55-PRESS.
What is required of us now is a new era of responsibility.
The age of Obama.
A recognition on the part of every American that we have duties to ourselves, our nation, and the world.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Black Friday starts the holiday shopping season, the favorite among identity thieves. Want to protect yourself from identity theft while shopping in stores or online? Experts advise, 1. Install firewall hardware, anti-spyware, and anti-phishing software. 2. Monitor your credit cards and bank statements. 3. Shred receipts. And 4. Beware of ATM and credit card machines with theft devices. Seriously, who can do all that? Holiday shopping peace of mind comes with LifeLock protection. We take proactive steps to help stop identity theft before it happens. And if you become a victim of identity theft while a member of LifeLock because of a failure in our service, we'll help you fix it. Up to $1 million. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Why risk identity theft when just $10 a month helps deter it? Call now and mention Secure for an additional 20% off. 1-800-983-0552. 800-983-0552. 800-983-0552.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snowplow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
There's a new senator who's on the ballot next year in a tough state. If you get to the final point, and you are a critical vote for health care reform, and every piece of evidence tells you if you support that bill, you will lose your job. Would you cast a vote and lose your job?
Yes.
All right. That tape will be held. I hate to tell you that, but that tape will be held right now.
This is the Bill Press Show.
26 minutes after the hour, that was Senator Michael Bennett, the new senator from Colorado. A real profile in courage, unlike Blanche Lincoln, unlike Mary Landrieu, unlike Ben Nelson, unlike Joe Lieberman. Michael Bennett saying, this is good for America, this is what Americans need, and I'm willing to risk my Senate seat to do the right thing for the people of this country. How refreshing. How refreshing, and what a refreshing contrast to those weak-kneed Democrats who are saying, well, I'll vote to open the debate, but I'm not voting no unless they change this turkey. Dana's calling from Rockville, Illinois. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
What do you say?
Well, basically, you made a good comment earlier about, just right before the break, about the preventive care that's in the bill.
Yeah.
And I've heard just person after person after person talking about this bill is not going to save us enough, it's not doing enough, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm about to finish my master's degree in public health. We've been talking about getting preventive care for everyone for free for years. And I don't think I think we're missing an opportunity if we don't talk about this and say, hey, wait a minute here, there is more money to be saved. I mean, if you look at dollar for dollar how much it costs us to provide end-of-life care versus preventive care, this is going to be huge.
You know what? Absolutely, Dana. I don't think there has been enough attention to that. You and I mean, you know better than I. You're in the field, but all the people just can come in, right, and get their colonoscopies early, get the annual checkups early, and a lot of people don't because that they can't afford it.
Yeah, they don't have health insurance, and so what they do is they wait and wait and wait until they have something like colon cancer, and they go to the emergency room, and they find out, and then they have to take care of it that way, when it could have been prevented or caught early.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most, thank you for underscoring that point, it is one of the most important parts of this legislation. It's in the Senate, the House version as well. Preventive care would be completely free with no cost sharing at all. You go in for your checkup, you don't have to pay a dime for it. When we come back, let's jump down to the White House to talk to Linda Douglas on health care.
This is the Bill Press Show.
There's holiday shopping, then there's Sam's Club holiday shopping.
Sam's Club member Tina Mazzell on the Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
I mean, they have amazing prices on the best gifts.
Like HD TVs and diamond earrings.
There's even a complimentary breakfast. All holiday shopping should be so rewarding.
Look for the newspaper insert Thanksgiving Day or at samsclub.com. Then visit the Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event starting at 5 a.m. Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
What pain medicine do doctors recommend most for joint pain?
Fact. The number one doctor recommendation for joint pain is the medicine in Advil.
Is there a faster way to make pain go away?
Fact. Advil liquid gels are faster on tough pain than Tylenol rapid release gels. And not only faster, stronger too. Get the facts. Join the millions of people who trust Advil to relieve their aches and pains. Relief doesn't get any better than this. Advil.
Doctor recommendation claim among OTC pain relievers. Use as directed. Brands or trademarks of their respective owners.
Stop! Before you dig! If you're about ready to do a sewer repair or replacement, call Drain Solvers, part of the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Network. Show your bid. Drain Solvers are usually between $500 and $1,000 less than the competition. It's a screaming deal! Everything is done to code with a lifetime warranty on any repairs or replacements. Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000. 303-423-1000.
The bed industry would like you to keep sleeping and dreaming and believing that your back pain is caused by injuries or aging or some unfathomable mystery, rather than by the bed they themselves have burdened you with. The fact is, ordinary beds can actually cause a lot of back pain, no matter how expensive they are. And if you want to lose your back pain now, lose your bed and join a revolution in sleep known as the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. The first bed in history that calibrates the precise zone of comfort and support your body needs. In clinical studies, an amazing 93% said it relieved their back pain. You won't find the Sleep Number bed at an ordinary bed store, because it isn't ordinary. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number center. Visit one today. Or whenever you feel like losing your back pain.
Select Comfort Sleep Number centers are in most major malls, including Southwest Plaza and 29th Street in Boulder.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Stop-go traffic northbound I-25, Toma Road to Plum Creek Parkway. That's a little bit unusual. Normal jams on southbound 25, 104th to 84th again, Park Avenue past Spear. Multiple accidents reported in the high country westbound I-70 east of Georgetown. Do have some chain laws in effect for the big rigs over the higher passes as well. Your forecast today, mainly cloudy, a few peaks of sunshine. Flurries or snow showers also a possibility this afternoon. Little accumulation, though. Highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale this Friday starting at 4 a.m. for over 300 early bird specials. Plus, you'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
In our daily lives, we make many decisions. Life is made up of choices that may seem insignificant at the time, but add up and affect our lives in the biggest ways. Like the health of your heart. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. Making the right choices can reduce your risk. Choose to see your doctor. Choose fresh, not fried. Choose to walk. Choose to live. Make the choice to beat heart disease at GoRedForWomen.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Come to number47.com, freedom47.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Show. 33 minutes after the hour now. Happy Monday, November 23rd, the Bill Press Show. We're coming to you live, coast to coast, from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., just down the street from the United States Capitol Building, where big doings on Saturday, debating whether or not to proceed with a vote, and then the voting on that procedural motion, 60-39, 58 Democrats and two independents voting to open debate, 39 Republicans. George Voinovich didn't vote. 39 Republicans who were there voted against even debating the issue. But it is a big milestone and made people down at the White House, I believe, very happy. Let's find out. Linda Douglas, good friend, is Director of Communications at the White House Office of Health Reform. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, before we get into this health care debate, I've got to ask you, what is the official reaction at the White House to this recommendation of the Preventive Services Task Force that stirred up so much controversy about breast cancer screening? You know, the task force kind of turned things on its head after women had gotten used to, okay, you got to get those mammograms once I'm 40 every year, and people and women are going out and doing it. Then this task force comes along and says, oh, no, we were wrong. You can wait until you're 50. What should women do?
Well, gosh, I don't want to be the person who's going to be weighing in on telling women what they should do, but certainly, you know, this was a set of findings and data by an independent panel of doctors and other kinds of experts, which will be reviewed as other types of similar findings are reviewed, that is, findings about whether or not to have screenings and when. I mean, you heard Secretary Sebelius say last week that, you know, this will be looked at. It is not something that is written in stone. There will be no change in policy at all right now. Current policy is, if you are a recipient of federal health care such as Medicare, which, believe it or not, there are millions, or, you know, about a million and a half or so women who are between 40 and 50 who get Medicare. There will be no policy change for them. They will continue to have recommendations for getting a mammogram every year if they are 40 years old and older. So this is an advisory panel. It is certainly one group who've issued some data. Every time, you know, this kind of screening data comes out, there's a lot of controversy about the science, but it is not binding in any way on the federal government.
And is it in any way, as Republicans charge, part and parcel of the health care reform legislation that the administration is pushing?
Well, that is such an absurd distortion on the part of the Republicans. I mean, what this panel does is make advisory recommendations. And what could be done with those recommendations is it could give the Secretary of Health and Human Services the guidance to offer certain preventive services for free. For free. I mean, health insurance reform legislation right now is going to have preventive services that will be made available to millions of Americans who have no such access today. Right now, insurance policies sometimes don't cover preventive care. Many women are not insured. They're underinsured. So the point is there would be preventive services made available for the very first time under this legislation. And let me remind you, Bill, that the Republicans put their bill out, and it had zero coverage for any screenings, any kind of preventive care at all. So, you know, it is interesting and, in fact, hypocritical for them to try to twist this advisory guidance into some kind of charge that you're going to get less when, in fact, you're going to get much, much more under health insurance reform.
Linda Douglas, our guest, Director of Communications down at the White House Office of Health Reform. So the Senate vote, along partisan lines, but I would imagine at the White House, welcomed as a sign of progress.
Well, there's no question. It is exactly as you described it. It is a milestone. I mean, when you think about where we are now, every time we are counted out in this process, we get one step closer. And this was a very big deal. And you heard the senators who expressed reservations also say that in the end, what they want more than anything else is to get health insurance reform for their constituents. You know, premiums have doubled, out-of-pocket expenses have tripled. You know, the average cost of covering a single employee in 10 years, according to the Business Roundtable, will be $28,000 that we'll be spending on each employee. That's money that could be paid in wages, money to expand your business. So all of the senators who got up and said, look, I have this concern or that concern, also said the same thing, which is, we have to get this done.
Now, we haven't had a White House briefing as one today, so I have in a couple of weeks because the president's been on the road. But just before he left for Asia, Robert Gibbs was still saying, press secretary, that the president's goal was to sign a health care reform bill, sign it before the end of the year. Realistically, do you still think that's possible?
Well, you know, I think it's very much up to the Senate's timetable. I mean, we certainly want the bill to get to the president as soon as possible, and you have heard the senators say that they are going to move very quickly. They're going to maybe work through some weekends. You've heard Senator Durbin, the whip, say they're talking about working, basically having the Christmas holiday just be a long lunch break. So they're working at a very, very, you know, intense pace because they have spent months and months fashioning this legislation, and it is time to get it to the president's desk.
Yeah, nothing will get your attention more than saying, we're going to cut into your Christmas holiday.
Amazing how that works.
And you're going to have to stay in Washington, D.C., right? Yeah, I think so. All right, so we have now two pieces of legislation, and I keep reminding our listeners about that, too, that this issue has never gotten this far. We have a House bill passed, and we're now opening debate on a Senate bill. The public plan option is not the only issue, guarantee that, but there's two different ones. You have the House bill, which is fairly strong, and the Senate bill, which has the opt-out provision in it. Not that you're going to get your choice, but which of the two would the president prefer?
Well, that's certainly a question that I would be asking if I were you. But I think that I want to take you back to the guiding principles here, which is the president wants to increase choice and competition for people who currently are locked out of the health insurance market. I mean, right now, more than half of the markets are dominated by, you know, one or two or three insurance companies. You don't have any choice. There's no competition, no downward pressure on prices. So he's always said that the public option is an excellent way to introduce choice and competition into the marketplace. And the details of how that is structured and how it finally is resolved in the legislation, you know, have to be worked out between the houses. But both houses have made great progress on this issue.
But now to get choice or competition, you've got two options, right? And there are only two on the table. It's going to be one or the other. The president had the vote today. Not that he gets his way, but which of the two would he prefer?
Well, and of course, I'm not going to speak for him, and I don't even know that you're really looking at the final product. I mean, as you know, some senators have got other ideas about how to approach this. You've certainly seen a lot of reporting on different senators who still are working this through, at least on the Senate side. So, you know, the Senate has to continue to reach some kind of a resolution in its own body, because there's not a final Senate bill yet. All you've done is move Senator Reid's bill to the floor. It's yet to be amended. There's going to be several weeks of back and forth, and probably some revisions certainly made to the bill that was moved to the floor on Saturday night. So, we'll wait and see what they come up with. The important thing, again, is choice and competition.
I know that the president had time to get a round of golf in on Saturday, which I'm not begrudging him at all after that long trip. Do you know, Linda, if he were on the phone at all Saturday talking to senators in advance of the vote Saturday night?
You know, I don't really know that for sure, Bill. Mm-hmm. I do know that by Saturday, the senators had pretty much made up their minds and had communicated to the leader how they were going to vote. And so, there wasn't the same kind of intense engagement on Saturday that there has been throughout. But our team is, very closely engaged with the senators and their staffs at all times. And, these senators are very knowledgeable. They've been working on this issue for many months.
Sure.
And we are in very close contact with those senators who have suggestions and questions.
And in doing so, have you, let's be honest, have you just given up on the Republicans? I mean, even Olympia Snowe wouldn't vote to open the debate, even though she voted yes in the Finance Committee. So is it time to just recognize this is going to be a Democratic bill?
Spoken like a true progressive, Bill. I think that is actually not the case. Senator Snowe has been very constructive throughout this discussion. She's very thoughtful about this issue. She has great concerns about her constituents in Maine, as does Senator Collins. You heard them both make very impassioned pleas on behalf of the citizens of Maine who do not have access to affordable insurance or reliable insurance. You know, people who have health insurance at work but don't know what's going to happen if they change jobs or move. So I think you'll see discussions continuing on with those Republicans who want to be sure that they can do the best that they can to find some kind of relief for their own constituents. So I think those conversations are very likely to go forward.
Keep hope alive. All right. Linda Douglas, you're in a hot spot there and doing a good job, and it's the most important issue certainly facing us right now. So thanks for taking time out this morning.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Look for you later at the White House. All right.
Okay.
Linda Douglas, Director of Communications for the White House Office of Health Reform. I got to tell you, Linda's a good friend. I don't think there's going to be a Republican vote for this. I really don't think so. And I think it would be very helpful if the president would just say, I like this one over that one. I think I might give some senators a little backbone here. 866-55-PRESS.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s, and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now, and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
CDOT was late wrapping up some construction work in Castle Rock between Toma Road and Plum Creek Parkway for northbounders. That's still kind of a slow spot for us. Stop and go southbound I-25, leaving Northland 120th down to 84th. Multiple accidents reported westbound I-70 east of Georgetown. Snow is flying in the high country so far. So have some chain laws in effect over the high mountain passes for the semis. 70 is going to be wet, slushy, snow-packed, and icy between Georgetown and Vail. The forecast mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow showers, high around 40, right now 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or call 303-469-0808. That's Best Way Insulation, 303-469-0808.
It's Thanksgiving specials at Joseph A. Bank. A huge selection of luxurious leather jackets, $179. Every raincoat, $179. Select executive sport coats, $179. Even all executive suits, regularly $550, only $179. Plus, mix and match any two for $299. Consider all signature dress pants $99 or two for $150, and every traveler dress shirt two for $99. The Joseph A. Bank Thanksgiving Sale. Suits, sport coats, even leather jackets $179 or any two for $299.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Southlands, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
Rent-A-Center has a giant plasma TV or a powerful laptop computer for the same low price. That's what I call choices.
That's right, Magic. Hot holiday deals on great name brands, from a large screen TV to a super fast laptop computer, for less than $20 a week. No down payment, no credit needed. Our sales start 6 a.m. Friday and supplies are limited, so hurry.
Rent-A-Center, where your satisfaction is always guaranteed.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends November 28, 2009. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See rent-a-center.com or store for complete details.
So I asked him what his group's been asking everybody. Have you read the bill? His answer was no, I have no reason to.
Podcasts on demand. Log on to BillPressShow.com. Purchase a Bill Press podcast subscription and never miss a minute. This is the Bill Press Show.
13 minutes before the top of the hour with the Bill Press Show. Just to prove a point here, have the monitor on all the morning shows. Fox and Friends is now saying that these guidelines, just talked to Linda Douglas about, are mandatory screening guidelines and part of the new legislation, which is just a flat-out lie. Total flat-out lie, as Linda Douglas pointed out. They are recommendations from a panel that... you are free to follow or ignore, and have not been in any way adopted yet by the Department or the Secretary of Health and Human Services. John's calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Glad you're there.
I tend to be very conservative, and I'm not a big fan. I still think people ought to vote to open the debate. But one thing I guess I have not understood from either party, and especially from the administration, is why they don't try to take baby steps to a solution as opposed to a sweeping reform. You know, just you don't go away to college and expect to graduate the first semester. You go knowing that, hey, I've got an objective in mind. Here's where we want to go. And that way, too, you tend to gain and lose momentum with successes and failures. In other words, I'll use something simple. If you say something in the nature of, you know, hey, tort reform is something we'd really like, or the Republicans would like, fix something. And again, a lot of people said it really wouldn't save that much money. Well, if that's the deal, then go ahead and pass that along with something else the Democrats would like. You know, again, not major, not sweeping. And then you look at it after a year or so and go, hey, look, look at what we saved, look what we've done. It's been a win-win. Because me, as I sit back out here in the world today and watch both parties, I don't think either one of them has a fiscal clue of what's going on, and they both spend.
All right, John, let me jump in. You make a good point. And, it's a classic argument that people are always debating, whether you go step by step or you just try to get the whole enchilada. Frankly, and I could make an argument on either way, I thought that we would eventually get the universal health care, but only step-by-step basis. I guess now, with the Democrats totally in charge, they've got the opportunity to do the whole thing at once, get it over at once, and then, remember, most of these provisions don't even kick in until 2013. So, again, I could make an argument in either direction, and there's certainly nothing wrong with what you suggest. I think if we can get the whole thing done now and get the votes to get the whole thing done now, then, hell, let's just bite the bullet and do it. Don't put it off. We've waited a long time to get here. I guess that's the other argument, too. Betsy's out in Minneapolis. Hi, Betsy.
Hi. How can they say it's part of the new bill? We have no new bill. They've just started debate.
Well, we have a bill on, the bill's been presented to the floor. We know where the...
But I know, but they're saying that the guidelines are going to be implemented.
Oh.
There isn't anything in law or...
Oh, no, no. Oh, no. No, they're, I'm sorry. I get what your point now. No, they're absolutely crazy. As Deborah Wasserman Schultz said on one of the shows Sunday, they're just trying to politicize breast cancer now, right? Saying this proves that we were right about these death panels. The recommendations of this independent task force have nothing to do with the legislation that the House passed or that is up for debate on the Senate floor.
Right. The bill gets, the more they shoot us down, the better the bill gets. So let's hope it keeps up. Oh, it's a single payer.
Yeah,
Medicaid for all.
You got it. Medicare Part E is where I think where they should have started. Medicare for everybody. Hey, this is sort of a health-related thing, but some good news from outer space yesterday. Announced by astronaut Randolph Bresnik. Now, he does this busy day for him. So he's out of the space station doing a space walk, and then he comes back into the station. He's given some news, which he announces to the world.
At 11:04 last night, Abigail Mayo Bresnik joined the NASA family, and Mama and baby are doing very well.
Little Abigail, born while Daddy was in outer space, and you think his wife might have been a little ticked off because, he wasn't there for the big event? No, she seemed very understanding.
After being told for about 5 years we'd never have a biological child, I can't squabble about a delivery date.
No, she understands. He had his mission to accomplish, and he was up there. Up there in outer space.
I know a lot of women who would say, get your ass home now.
That's
I'm going
right.
to labor.
But you may be 220 miles away. That's not that far. You could drive that in a few hours here, right?
Yeah.
No, he was 220 miles in outer space. I think he's got a good excuse. And my God, Oprah stepped down over the weekend. It was a busy, we had time for just one Oprah clip when she makes the announcement.
After much prayer and months of careful thought, I've decided that next season, season 25, will be the last season of the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Oh, my God. Let's see. Now, so does she run for president in 2016? I don't know. Keep your eye on Oprah. I'll be back with the parting shot.
I consider the president of the United States the smartest political person in the world.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
Except maybe myself.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
My name
is Ram, and my tank is full. I am fueled by optimism, driven by passion, a can-do spirit in a get-it-done body. I'm less talk and more action. I play to win, and I don't expect a ribbon for participation. I'm built to reward the people who climb behind my wheel every day. I lead by example. I walk the walk. My name is Ram, and I'm giving Tough a smarter name.
For Denver's working poor, 2009 has been an especially difficult year.
16 million Americans way below the poverty line.
More than 31,000 families in our state lost their homes to foreclosure last month.
Middle-class Americans living paycheck to paycheck.
With a slow economy, more families are being forced to choose between paying the bills and putting food on the table. The Salvation Army provides much-needed meals and other vital resources. With so many visiting our food pantry for the first time, the shelves are going bare, and we need your help. Join the Salvation Army as we bring hope to those in need this holiday season. Your gift of $33 will help feed a family of four for an entire week. Just $33 will provide basic groceries, or perhaps the only toys their children will receive this holiday season. Please don't forget these families in need. Give food and hope now by calling 1-800-SAL-ARMY. That's 1-800-SALARMY. Or go online to am760.net.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And here we go on this Monday, November 23rd, my parting shot for today. A historic vote took place in the Senate Saturday night, and Sunday morning's headlines told the whole story, most of them reading like this: Senate approves health care on a strictly partisan vote. That's it. That's the big story. All 58 Democrats and two independents boldly voted for universal health care. 39 Republicans shamefully voted against it. Think about that. The Senate bill extends health insurance to 31 million Americans who can't afford it today. 39 Republicans voted against it. The Senate bill ends discrimination based on pre-existing conditions and makes preventive care completely free for everybody with no cost sharing. 39 Republicans voted against it. The Senate bill gives tax credits to small businesses to help them provide health insurance to employees, extends family coverage for children up to 26 years of age, prohibits insurance companies from dropping your coverage when you or a member of your family gets sick and needs it most. 39 Republicans voted against it. Even that phony Olympia Snow voted against it after getting so much positive media for voting yes in the Finance Committee. You know, we don't know what the final bill's going to look like, but we did learn this Saturday night. If it's good for America, every Republican will vote against it. And that's my parting shot for today. Busy day down at the White House with the big cabinet meeting, the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Awards, and a White House briefing at 12:30 East Coast time. I'll be there. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani, a CBS News Early Show exclusive.
The horrific sight of him strangled is just horrifying to me.
Tomorrow, the government will announce a major recall of baby cribs with dangerous drop-down sides. Little Tyler Witt was just 10 months old when his mother, Michelle, found him trapped between his crib's side rail and headboard.
I just fell to my knees and I started screaming.
Consumer Product Safety Commission Chairwoman Inez Tenenbaum.
Parents like the convenience of having the side drop down, but many manufacturers are putting hardware to make those sides drop down, and the hardware is not substantial.
Tenenbaum says new federal regulation should make cribs safer. Economists taking part in a new poll said business is picking up and job growth could kick in by next spring, but unemployment won't come down very much right away. Did the recession cause a spike in suicides? Live to CBS's Vicki Barker, is there any evidence one way or the other, Vicki?
Early numbers suggest the suicide rate did tick upward last year. Calls to suicide hotlines rose 38%, too, and this year they're already 15% higher than that. Although suicides tend to mirror the unemployment rate, joblessness alone is rarely enough to make someone end their life. The Wall Street Journal reports 90% were suffering some underlying mental or physical condition. Frank?
Children's advocacy group says the recession has forced more children to go hungry. Bill Shore with Share Our Strength says teachers see it at school every day.
62% of teachers across the country see children who regularly come to school hungry, and 63% of teachers use their own money to buy meals for kids at school and to buy snacks.
The White House is launching a new push on math and science. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Educate to Innovate, the program President Obama will announce today to recruit groups and companies to encourage kids to focus more on engineering, math, science, and technology. The effort will be privately financed. Some already on board, the MacArthur Foundation with prizes for educational video games and a two-year Sesame Street focus on science.
From the sky to the ground, the thing that's around is
air, air.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A collision sport is going to have head injuries. Now the National Football League, under pressure from Congress, is going to have teams consult outside neurologists when they treat players with concussions. New York Times reporter Alan Schwartz.
The NFL is acknowledging that its handling of concussions probably requires some third-party involvement.
In Calabasas, California, police say a Facebook message urging youngsters to beat up redheads may be the reason a 12-year-old was kicked and beaten by middle school classmates. A woman who lives in Calabasas wonders how that could happen.
I would hope that even kids on Facebook, no matter what they're hearing, have a conscience inside of them that tells them what's right and wrong.
S&P futures are up almost 11 points just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
There's holiday shopping, then there's Sam's Club holiday shopping.
Sam's Club member Tina Mizell on the Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
I mean, they have amazing prices on the best gifts.
Like HDTVs and diamond earrings.
There's even a complimentary breakfast. All holiday shopping should be so rewarding.
Look for the newspaper insert Thanksgiving Day or at samsclub.com. Then visit the Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event starting at 5 a.m. Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Senator Michael Bennett says he will vote for health care reform, even if it means losing his job. Bennett was a guest on CNN State of the Union with John King.
It's a new senator who's on the ballot next year in a tough state. If you get to the final point
And you are a critical vote for health care reform. And every piece of evidence tells you if you support that bill, you will lose your job. Would you cast a vote and lose your job?
Yes.
All right. That tape will be held.
Bennett was appointed to his Senate job, so next year we'll give Colorado voters their first chance to show how they feel about the job he's done. Get ready to pay more for your water in Denver. Denver Water says it needs the latest rate hike to replace or repair aging systems. The increase goes into effect in February, and it'll cost you about $40 a year. The money will pay for more than $1 billion in system infrastructure over the next 10 years. In sports, the Denver Broncos are no longer in first place in the AFC West. They lost their fourth game in a row yesterday, getting pummeled by the Chargers 32-3. The Broncos don't have much time to mope about the loss. They've got a Thanksgiving Day game against the New York Giants. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a busy drive as you're out and about right now. Southbounders on I-25, you're seeing speeds dip down into the teens and 20s once you get past 120th, making your way towards 84th. Eastbound 36, also sluggish. This is Federal towards I-25. Outside the metro, we've got multiple accidents being reported on the westbound side of I-70 east of Georgetown. Now, as far as the pavement conditions go there, the road will get slick, slushy, icy, snow-packed in spots, so everybody's kind of spinning around. They're waiting for CDOT to come out and drop some sand at those higher elevations along I-70. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. Now, around Denver, we do have a pretty good chance of seeing some snowfall. In fact, flurries are coming down in spots like around Commerce City as well as along I-70 near Vasquez. We can expect a high of about 44 degrees. Currently, it's 33. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Remember, at King Soopers, you get double fuel points when you buy gift cards. You'll find them for retailers like Home Depot and Best Buy, restaurants, theaters, and more. So give them as gifts or buy them for yourself and earn double fuel points. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
I stopped brushing in May 2003 and started Sonicare. I'm Alexa from Stamford, Connecticut. I'm an industrial designer and a mom and a Sonicare toothbrush user. With Sonicare, I always feel like I just left the dentist. My mouth feels really clean, and my checkups are great.
Take the pledge to stop brushing and start Sonicare, and enter for a chance to win free dental care for life in the amount of $25,000. Go to sonicare.com/start. No purchase necessary. In 1231, prize is a $25,000 check. See rules at sonicare.com/start.
Surround her with the strength of your love with the Love's Embrace collection, now at Jared.
That's Jared.
Jared is proud to present the new Love's Embrace collection, diamonds in a design created to capture the comfort found in each other's arms. This holiday, there is surely no more romantic gift. Available as necklaces, rings, or earrings, starting at just $79.99. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
The short week. Not going to be here Thursday or Friday. Looking forward to getting home for Thanksgiving. I'm headed to Philadelphia to see my parents in Philadelphia where they live. Turk, you're staying around here?
I'm here, man. I'm hosting a big Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Oh, man.
About 30 people.
You're hosting?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy. Well, both me and my wife's parents are divorced, and they're both remarried, so we have four sets of grandparents that live here in town.
Wow. That's so hardcore.
It is. It's going to be crazy at our house on Thursday. So, yeah, looking forward to it. We're doing the turkey and the mashed potatoes and gravy, and then everybody else kind of bringing something else.
We're doing the tofurkey.
Are your parents, do they eat meat?
No, they do eat meat, yeah.
So they will have a turkey there, too?
Yeah.
You can't even have one bite of turkey?
I'm going to try this year to make it the first year I don't even have a bite.
All right.
I'm going to try.
Let us know how it goes.
I'll let you know how it goes. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was a great weekend. Yesterday was my son Tyson's sixth birthday, so happy birthday, Tyson. Had a little party over at the house, and he got spoiled. So, yeah, cool. There's toys everywhere all over the floor of my house.
That's cool.
Yeah, had a good weekend.
Yeah, I went to a party on Saturday night, drank a little bit too much of this new wild turkey liqueur, wild turkey honey liqueur. It was a little bit weird. Ate at Encore, the place right next to you for a late night snack, right next to the Tattered Cover on Lodo.
Oh, cool.
Not Lodo, on Colfax.
On Colfax, yeah.
It was good. It was good. And then yesterday,
it's a cool little part of town now, right there. Just east of University on Colfax. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
With you been in Twist and Shout yet, right there? The CD store.
No, but I've seen it.
You need to go there.
Yeah. And then yesterday, I saw a sneak preview at the Denver Film Fest of George Clooney's new movie, Up in the Air. No Clooney sighting. He was not there.
Really?
Yeah, but it was very good. Very good.
Cool.
Movie.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife went and saw that new Twilight movie,
oh.
New Moon or whatever it is. Yeah. She went out Friday with one of her friends.
Oh, man, it must have been mobbed.
I was like, seriously, you're going to pick the day that it comes out to go get in line? You know, so her girlfriend went and kind of at the new mall at South Glen where they have the theater where they have like a bar there and a restaurant in the movie theater.
That's
so they went, yeah. She got there at like 7. They couldn't get into like a 9:40 showing. So
yeah. And it's also been a busy weekend in the case and the story that we broke on Friday. We broke the story of the billboard at Wolf Automotive. Had the first interview with Phil Wolf. This has become a major regional story, if not a national story. It's been all over the newspaper all weekend. We'll play you some news clips about that billboard, likening President Obama to a jihadist terrorist, saying that President Obama's jihadist terrorism was behind the Fort Hood shooting. So this story has exploded right here from little old AM 760 Progressive Talk. So that it should be your sign that we get into and we can break some of the real stories here. So with that, let's get to our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
A lot on the economy here. Jobless rate is up in 29 states, hitting records in 4 of them. California, Delaware, South Carolina, and Florida registered record rates of unemployment in October. So the economy continues to sputter. This in the Denver Post. Millions of Americans are battling the suffocating economy, are now getting a flurry of mail from credit card issuers telling them just in time for holiday shopping, yes, that their interest rates are headed skyward. So credit card rates are soaring just before the shopping season. Make sure to check your credit card rates before you go out on your beginning shopping adventures for the holidays. To healthcare, they passed that first initial healthcare vote in the Senate, a vote just to open debate. So that was good news. That happened Saturday night. I was interviewed by KDVR here in town about the vote. We're going to get into a little bit later on in the broadcast how the media has spun the vote on healthcare in a really, really deceptive way. A really, really deceptive way. We're going to get into that. We've got some video on our website, am760.net. Click over to it. Check out KDVR's coverage. And we're going to get to that in a second, in a few minutes, about what's going on and how the debate has been spun. Republican senators unloading on the vote, freaking out with some of the spin. You'll see on that video on our website, am760.net, there's a quote. Check out the quote. It was me versus Colorado Republican Chairman Dick Wadhams. And you should check out that video there at am760.net. Click over the J. Marvin page. To Joe Lieberman, I have to fill you in on this story about Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman repeats the claim that he made earlier that the public option was not part of the 2008 presidential campaign. This guy is really a pathological liar. Lieberman raised hackles among liberals earlier this week when he claimed that the public option wasn't a part of the 2008 presidential race. He repeated that claim to reporters once again, though acknowledged when pressed that Obama did, in fact, include a public option in his campaign healthcare proposal. This is the kind of 11th hour addition to a debate that's gone on for decades, Lieberman told reporters. Nobody's ever talked about a public option before, not even in the presidential campaign last year. He was asked in response, well, how do you reconcile your contention given all three candidates, leading Democratic candidates, had something along the lines of the public option in their position papers? Lieberman insisted, not really, not from what I've seen. There was a little line about the possibility of it in an Obama health care policy paper, but that's it. Of course, that line read, quote, specifically, the Obama plan will establish a new public insurance program. Specifically, the Obama plan will establish a new public insurance program. And yet Joe Lieberman denying even that truth. What a pathological liar. And I just have to say it again. For all the Democrats, Harry Reid a couple weeks ago saying Joe Lieberman is one of the best senators out there, one of his best friends, one of the most sincere people in the Senate. They're the same people who helped reelect Joe Lieberman when Joe Lieberman faced a Democratic primary. To all of them, I just have to say,
you see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you f***?
See what happens when you back people who are willing to be pathological liars. To some better news, the House Financial Services Committee passes a very, very tough amendment on banks. Congresswoman Jackie Speier, the freshman Democrat from California, came into the committee room ready to fight for her long-shot amendment to limit the leverage ratio for big banks. The room was empty. The vote passed by unanimous consent. It's an amendment that forces banks to have a certain amount of capital in the bank before they lend more money. And everybody was asleep at the wheel, and this big amendment just passed right through. Pretty cool. That rarely ever happens. Some bad news. The United States government is financing its more than $1 trillion a year borrowing with IOUs on terms that seem too good to be true. But that happy situation, aided by ultra-low interest rates, may not last much longer. Treasury officials now face a trifecta of headaches, a mountain of new debt, a balloon of short-term borrowings that come due in the months ahead, and, this is the key, interest rates that are sure to climb back to normal as soon as the Federal Reserve decides that the emergency has passed. Let's go to some local news. This is the headline, Bill Ritter Administration State to Review Governor's Office Lobbying Colorado Lawmakers. This is the AP. At a time of budget cuts, Democratic Governor Bill Ritter's administration last year paid employees and outside contractors more than $1 million to lobby Colorado lawmakers on legislation ranging from renewable energy tax credits to increasing motor vehicle license fees. The administration and legislators are reviewing the long-standing practice of one branch of government lobbying another as Colorado tries to close a billion-dollar budget gap. And this is, in many states, par for the course, but it doesn't make it necessarily good or right. To some political news, top Colorado Republicans began lining up behind gubernatorial hopeful and oil industry lobbyist Scott McGinnis, says the Denver Post. Josh Penry, once a candidate himself, endorsed his former Republican rival at a news conference Sunday, and later today, lunatic person Tom Tancredo, former congressman, lunatic, racist, bigot Tom Tancredo, who had vowed to run for governor, will instead announce he supports McGinnis, largely clearing the path to the Republican nomination. And our final local news story here, very bad piece of news. Larimer County has experienced the most suicides it's had in a single year, placing it on track to finish the year at double the national average. As of Thursday, 53 deaths have been ruled a suicide by the Larimer County Coroner's Office, or about 20.4 per 100,000 residents. The U.S. average is about 11 deaths per 100,000 residents. So Larimer County, suffering from a very, very serious suicide epidemic. And the question is, what is it all about? Is it about the economy up there? Is it about something else? But those are very, very troubling numbers. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, we're going to get into a discussion in this first hour of the billboard controversy. It continues to simmer here in Colorado. After the break, we're going to play you a clip from the local news. It was all over the local news, the story we broke here, right here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo on Friday. We had the interview with Phil Wolf, and this story has exploded. There's been protests at Wolf Automotive. There has been a back and forth. I've gotten a lot of hate mail. I'll read you some of that hate mail, and then we'll get into a discussion about what can or should be done. What can or should be done? Maybe nothing should be done. Or maybe you want to support a boycott of Wolf Automotive. We'll get into a discussion of what can or should be done. And I want to preface it by saying, look, I think Phil Wolf is well within his rights, his First Amendment rights. But the First Amendment does not protect him and his billboard from not being ridiculed or protested or riling people up and getting them upset with it. That doesn't justify threats. Phil Wolf is saying that he's gotten some death threats. I'm not sure I actually believe it, only because we haven't heard. He hasn't provided any evidence to suggest he's gotten death threats. But he's saying he's gotten very threatening phone calls. And I keep saying, if you call up Wolf Automotive, be polite. Do not make threatening comments. You know, this is not a time for those kinds of comments. There's never a time for threatening behavior, but you should feel allowed to make your voice heard. So the question will be, what can and should be done? After the break, I'll read you some of the hate mail I've gotten. It's unbelievable. Play you some clips from the local news about this, and then we'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. I also want to float and let you know I got some of the hate mail I got has a new strain. I'm not kidding. A new strain of birtherism is emanating now, is bubbling up. I couldn't believe it when I first heard it, but apparently there is an entire faction of the birthers who will say that even if Barack Obama was born in Hawaii, he is still not a natural-born citizen. I am not kidding. So I will fill you in on all that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, normal jams around town. We do see some heavier jams southbound 25. North Glen, 120th to 84th, again, 48th past Spear Boulevard. Northbound 25, sluggish in Castle Rock, Toma Road, up to Plum Creek Parkway. That's where we had some late construction. Turnpike, decent shape, eastbound side, going to be a little slow. Federal down to 25. And then Aurora, southbound side at 2 1/4, going to be heavy from Park Road down to 25. Northbounders hitting the brakes from Iliff to Mississippi. In the high country, snow's flying. Multiple accidents reported westbound I-70 just before Georgetown. Chain laws in effect between Copper Mountain and Vail on the westbound side. Also over Loveland Pass, eastbound over Vail Pass, and both directions between Georgetown and Silverthorne. Snow is falling on I-25 in the Castle Rock area as well. Also here it's falling in Commerce City. Your forecast mainly cloudy with a few peaks of sunshine, few flurries, snow showers possible, but little accumulation. Highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the annual REI Winter Sale. You'll find great deals on the gear you need to get outside and enjoy the outdoors. Save up to 30% on select skis, snowboards, cool weather clothing, footwear, and more. All backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. The REI Winter Sale, November 20th through 30th. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
You like that nothing beats Castrol Edge in wear protection.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You switch to Castrol Edge for 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You sent that photo from the company party to the whole office.
Ah, Johnson, in my office!
So, not awesome.
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Hey, it's Juliana Rancic live on the red carpet with the winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you.
So guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers. Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Ooh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since you, Ben.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Plus Triple Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass, which gives you 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. But hurry, this offer is only showing until December 6th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
In the market for a new home? Need advice on buying, selling, or financing? The Open House Show with hosts Brad Wilson and Lou Tornambi answers all your real estate questions. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 12:30 right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. The sale from Saturn is here. The best deals ever on a Saturn with $4,000 total cash back on every new vehicle. Or qualified buyers can choose 0% financing on all models. Length of contract limited. Take delivery by November 30th. Hurry into your Saturn retailer today.
The future of our country is our kids.
Tom Hartman.
We've got kids who are melting down. They're going down in flames. And those few people who are lucky enough to get into college are graduating, what, $100,000 in debt? This is the most important infrastructure there is. You know, people talk about, well, let's build our bridges. Let's build our dams. Let's build our water systems. We've got crumbling. Yeah, it's true. We've got crumbling people.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1
on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, the billboard controversy exploded over the weekend, talking about the billboard that likens President Obama to a jihadist terrorist posted up on the highway down in Wheat Ridge by Wolf Automotive. We broke the story here, had the original interview with Phil Wolf. You have to check out the billboard if you haven't seen it at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page, and you can see that billboard. You can also see the local media's coverage of it. And I want to play you this one clip, and this is one of many clips out there over the weekend, of the coverage of this. You'll hear Phil Wolf on the show, the KDBR Fox 31 local news broadcast. And then after the clip, I'm going to read you some of the hate mail that I've gotten, and we'll discuss what should really be done about this billboard.
It's a billboard that's turning heads across the area. This billboard in Wheat Ridge shows a cartoonish President Obama wearing a turban, and it reads President or Jihad. Fox 31's Eli Stokels is live at the billboard. And Eli, what's the reaction been like to this billboard?
Well, it's been interesting, Ron. You know, this thing just went up today, and already it's being seen by thousands, maybe tens of thousands, millions of people on the internet, and certainly a lot of drivers passing by. This is right on the edge of I-70. Clearly, the First Amendment protects this car dealer's right to put up this sign, but it also protects the rights of a lot of agitated people who are reacting to it.
No, I think he's wrong. I'm 100% okay with it.
Mixed reactions to a billboard asking if President Barack Obama is a jihadist.
Opinions like that, I think, need to be kept to yourself, not advertised.
The opinion belongs to Phil West, the car dealer who put up the sign on the edge of his lot in Wheat Ridge. He says out of anger following the deadly shootings at Fort Hood, where a Muslim American army psychiatrist allegedly killed 13 people.
I've had it. Personally, I've had it. You can't suggest things. You can't profile. You know, you got to call a spade a spade. Everything that I have read about Mr. Obama points right to the fact that he's a Muslim. And that is the agenda of what Muslim is all about. It's about anti-American. It's about anti-Christianity.
Radio host David Sirota thinks that this cartoonish critique,
you can criticize him on health care, you can criticize him on Wall Street reform, immigration,
crosses the line.
Suggesting that he may be a jihadist terrorist is completely out of control. I think it's a fair question to say, why are these questions specifically being asked in such a vicious manner of the first African-American president?
Sirota, of course, is unabashedly liberal, but not all conservatives see the same thing in this sign.
I don't believe there's any racism in there. I think that should be a question asked to any president that, you know, may have some questionable background.
He was elected. You know, he's the president. That's it, as far as I'm concerned.
You think there's some people who just don't want to accept that?
Probably. A lot of them.
Now, clearly, a lot of conservatives will tell you that this is not emblematic of the entire conservative movement or the Republican Party, but to this point, we have not heard any kind of statements, condemnations, anything from any prominent local Republicans or conservative leaders. We did, of course, get a statement today from the Anti-Defamation League, which read in part that this billboard exploits the shooting at Fort Hood in a context that is, they say, replete with racism. They call the billboard divisive, offensive, and say that it perpetuates hateful stereotypes about Muslims, Ron.
Eli, you would think a car dealer would want to sell cars to Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Independents, everybody. He wouldn't want to offend anybody.
You would think so, but this is a man that has very strong opinions, and this is not the first time he's put up a sign here. There was another sign. This is kind of an addition to the first sign that he put up after Obama was elected. That one also questioning whether or not the president is an American citizen. This car dealer, Mr. West, clearly not afraid to let his views be known.
Eli, thanks very much.
So that was the report on KDVR. It was also covered on CBS Channel 4 and on 9 News. It's in the Denver Post. It was on Colorado Polls. And again, we broke it here on AM 760. Thank you, by the way, to a listener who snapped a photo of this and instant messaged us to our show. And I would encourage you, if you see news happening, you can always instant message us here at the show, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. Send us an instant message. Comes right here into the studio. Now, I got a lot of hate mail. Really, a lot of hate mail from this, because the story went national. And I just want to give you a taste of it, of what I can read, and not get in trouble on the air, about how conservatives are reacting to this. Here's one I just got just a minute ago. David, I'm unfamiliar with you as a host, and I live in the Midwest. I'm, however, familiar with your ilk, and I find you're going straight to the race card. Appalling. Barry O. is a disgusting clown. If he were white, he would still be a disgusting clown. Couldn't run an ice cream truck, and he is at the helm of this country. He is an embarrassment to this country. It takes this type of news to make the news any more due to the media malpractice of not reporting anything that has any relevance in this time of tremendous importance. So he is saying that this billboard has nothing to do with race. And again, I would encourage you to go to am760.net, look at the cartoons at the top of this billboard where Obama is portrayed in a turban. A couple more pieces of hate mail. Here is from, let's see if this person leaves their name. This person claims they're a fed-up Democrat. They claim it. The current sitting president is not the first African-American president. He is the first mulatto president in history. The first born of a black and white couple is a mulatto. Get it straight. This is what's wrong with you libtards. You believe in things just to make it real. You were duped into voting for someone with no experience, no leadership abilities, an empty suit. You tell me why everyone from Kenya says he was born in Kenya. His own family members say he was born in Kenya. I've never seen that ever. Ever. Never seen what this person is talking about. Obama has lived for 50 years without leaving a footprint. When someone questions his past, they are called racist by you and your liberal media that don't want to do real reporting anymore. You are part of the problem in the United States. You want to bring this country to its knees so we are controlled by your liberal agenda. Wake the F up and do some real reporting and find the truth about this bogus POTUS, for he is ruining this country one day at a time. So that was this weekend I got that email. A couple more that I got. Let's read this one. There's this one about Obama not being a natural-born citizen. I promised you I wanted to read this. This is pretty incredible. You've got... This is from a listener or a reader who says, Mr. Sirota, please do your research. Regardless of where Barry was born, he is, by his own admission, not a natural-born citizen, as required by our Constitution. And he goes on to articulate, which I would find out is now a major strain of birtherism, that Barack Obama is allegedly now, and you can look this up, you'll find these people, allegedly not a natural-born citizen, even if he was born in the United States, and the allegation is because his father was not a natural-born citizen. I'm not kidding. If you go out there and you look, I don't know what you call this strain of birtherism, but there are websites devoted to this, to insisting that even if you're born in the United States, even if you are a citizen, if you have any ancestry, any parent ancestry, single within one generation of you that wasn't born here in the United States, there is an angry right-wing strain of birtherism that says that is not, that you are not a natural-born citizen if that's the case. Now, this was, interestingly, this idea was thrown out of court by a Republican court in Indiana just a few months ago. A Republican-dominated court voted unanimously to throw that argument out. Somebody had brought a case saying President Obama couldn't be president or should be removed from office because he's not a natural-born citizen. And obviously, this is an argument that is being made by people who hate Barack Obama. Here's the last piece of hate mail, just the last one I want to read. It's certainly not the last one I got. Americans, regardless of political affiliations, have every right to know who their president is, his background, and his loyalties to make sure no conflicts of interest or allegiance exist. We have a constitutional clause that was inserted by the Founding Fathers to ensure that anyone eligible to be president be a natural-born citizen. If you take the time to do the required research as to the difference between a natural-born and plain citizen, you will find out that Barack Obama, regardless of where he was actually born, which he will not tell us, according to this person, cannot show that he is a natural-born citizen. Why has he spent money trying to stop the public from finding out his records? Great for the person who has the guts to put up that billboard. The media and even the Republican Party have run from finding out the truth. They fear riots more than they fear destroying our Constitution. The truth will come out. And that was from a lunatic down in Arizona. So the open question is, there's a lot of open questions that this thing has brought up. The people who are putting this up have said that they are not racist. So I'll open that question up. When you look at this billboard, am760.net, click over and to the J. Marvin page and check out the billboard. Do you think that this billboard itself is putting out there a deliberately racist message? Do you think the people who are insisting that because Barack Obama's father was not born in the United States, that means President Obama is not a quote-unquote natural-born citizen? Do you think those people are racist? Do you think that is an expression of bigotry? And what do you think we can do about it? I mean, I don't think we can do anything about the billboard. Do you? Do you think something should be done about the billboard? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. And these are tough questions. These are uncomfortable questions. And my question, because we heard in the interview with Phil Wolf, right, and you hear a lot of these people, these lunatics who I've gotten emails from saying, well, you know, we have a right to know. And Phil Wolf says, I'm convinced Barack Obama is a Muslim. Well, how do you prove any of these questions? I mean, we have posted on our website at am760.net the link to the LA Times, which has his birth certificate, his document that this state of Hawaii issues. We have that on our website, am760.net. But this idea that Obama has to prove he's not a jihadist, prove that he's not a Muslim. When you start thinking about that, how do you actually prove that? I mean, the guy has said over and over again he's a Christian. He said, you know, he's known to be a member for a long time for the church in Chicago that became such a controversy in its own right in the campaign. But how do you actually prove any of these things? What I'm getting at here is that to ask the question, it's kind of an unanswerable question, right? I mean, you know, how can Phil Wolf prove that he doesn't hate black people? How can he prove that, right? It's one of those things where you throw out there, where conspiracy theorists throw out there, you know, I want him to prove something to me, and then everything you throw out there is proof. They say, no, but that's not real proof. Right? I mean, can Phil Wolf prove that he doesn't hate black people? Right? It's the same kind of thing. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll get to your calls. Open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo. I'm sure it's going to be heated after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Seeing a few slow spots on the turnpike now. Westbounders across Westminster, Sheridan to Church Ranch. Again, Table Mesa to Baseline showing speeds in the 20s and 30s. Eastbounders, pretty clear until you hit about Federal on your way to I-25. Southbound I-25, heavy normal spots. Thornton and North Glen, again downtown after 58th Avenue. Northbounders, slow in Castle Rock still due to late construction. Toma Road to Plum Creek Parkway. Eastbound I-70, building Pecos to York Street. Same deal on eastbound 6th Avenue, Sheridan to Federal. Crashes up in the high country westbound I-70 just before you get to Georgetown. A lot of sand being called in there. We do have snow falling in the high country. Chain laws in effect over most of the high mountain passes for you semis. The forecast today, mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow showers. Look for a high around 40 right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM760 is brought to you by the Colorado Education Project. Shop Walmart first this Friday. Get a Nintendo DS Lite video game system for only $98 from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. Minimum 10 per store. Quantities are limited. No rain checks. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
Rent-A-Center has a giant plasma TV or a powerful laptop computer for the same low price. That's what I call choices.
That's right, Magic. Hot holiday deals on great name brands from a large screen TV to a super fast laptop computer for less than $20 a week. No down payment, no credit needed. Our sales start 6 a.m. Friday and supplies are limited, so hurry.
Rent-A-Center, where your satisfaction is always guaranteed.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends November 28, 2009. It cannot be combined with any other offer. See rentacenter.com or store for complete details.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hello? Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Good. What? Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Oh, you didn't tell them anything, did you?
No. Yes, I did.
What?
Everything.
Oh, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard Total Protection. Total Protection scans activity regarding your identity, keeping you in the know 24/7. And if anything happens, Identity Guard's $1 million of loss reimbursement insurance and professional response team will help make things right. It's protection no matter where your identity goes. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Wait a second, Kev. What's that, Yuri? Yuri would like to come visit.
No, Yuri!
Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended. With ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view, the results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
Is Phil Wolf a racist? Is the billboard that he put up that now hangs over the highway, is it a racist depiction of President Obama? I got a lot of hate mail over the weekend. The story that we broke here on AM760.net on Friday, we had Phil Wolf on for the first interview, and we broke it thanks to a listener who emailed us a snapshot of the billboard and alerted us to this. Thank you for that. We broke the story here on Friday. It became big local and national news, generating headlines in the Denver Post, the Associated Press, all of the television networks here in town. And I got a lot of hate mail saying, oh, you know, how dare you play the race card? How dare you say this has something to do with Obama, with a racist sentiment against Obama? Well, take a look at the billboard, AM760.net, and you tell me, is the depiction of Obama, the cartoon with him with a turban on his head, racist? Is the implication that this president is a jihadist terrorist, is that racist and bigoted? Does it come from the fact, in part, that he is the first African-American president? 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phone. Cynthia in Denver. Cynthia, you're on AM760.
Hey, I love your educating us every day, David. I love your program.
Thanks.
And I thank you so much for speaking truth to power and ignorance. As a black woman, I am so fed up with all this race baiting and hate mongering that these people put out. And you know, they're trying to ignite a power keg, and if anything ever happened to President Obama, this country would be ripped to shreds. And I just don't think they understand, you know, their ignorance is costing this nation so much right now in morale, you know, attitude. You know, it's a drain. It's like a boil. You know, we're not able to really consciously move forward with this type of ignorance. And,
you know, and it's a good point to bring up, and I should have brought it up earlier, which is that, yesterday, was the anniversary of the JFK assassination. And I don't want to say that any specific folks out there are advocating for the assassination of President Obama, but we do know that threats against President Obama are much higher for him than for any previous presidents. The Secret Service saying that the threats against the presidency are at an all-time high. And I think it's fair to at least connect the question about whether rising racist animosity is at least a part of that. I'm not saying Phil Wolf wants to kill the president. Not in any way am I saying that. But I am saying that it is possible that the animosity that a billboard creates by saying that the president is a terrorist may contribute to an overall sentiment of really somewhat dangerous rage on the right.
Right. It's a dog whistle, like you've said before. And what about the Christians that go to church and shoot people in church, and the abortionist, you know, killer who was a Christian and proudly proclaimed that? You know, where are their billboards for that? You know, it is obvious racism, and it's not appreciated. Our economy is in shambles. We need jobs. You know, where is the proactive behavior of these so-called loving Christians?
Yeah, and there is a fundamental hypocrisy there. You didn't hear it from them then, and you're hearing now with allegations that are absolutely insane. And I just have to believe by process of deduction, if only the process of deduction, that there is a racial, ethnic, and religious element of this, a bigoted element. Hey, Cynthia, thanks so much for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Jason in Aurora. Jason, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hey, Jason.
I just wanted to say, you know, you said earlier this new birther movement was saying that since his father was not born in the U.S., that makes him not a natural born citizen. I was just wondering to how many of our early presidents in this country would that apply, such as Washington, Adams, Jefferson,
etc. You know, I tried to look that up, and here's what I found. I couldn't find any concrete data on how many presidents' parents weren't born in the United States. What I did find is this, is that there is a, and it's citing all this arcane nonsense, but that the legal interpretation that purports to support this idea that you're only a natural-born citizen if your parents were born here is that this theory also includes the idea that if your parents were part of the British Commonwealth, that was exempted. That's part of this ridiculous theory. Okay.
I was gonna say, I don't remember reading that.
Yeah, I know exactly. I mean, it's completely ridiculous. But part of this sort of this theology that you're not a natural born citizen unless both parents are born in the United States, they put an asterisk. Oh, but you know, parents who were British subjects, you know, they count as natural born citizens, which of course then ruins their theory unto itself. And I hate to get into the weeds on this, but if you believe that, okay. Barack Obama's father was Kenyan. Kenya was part of the British Commonwealth.
Sure.
So, actually, their whole theory ruins what they're trying to push forward. If you actually take them at their word, they actually undermine themselves. I should be, you know, surprised by that. But hey, these people do not tread in facts and they do not tread in logic. Hey, Jason, thanks for the call, man. Ra in Denver. Ra, you're on AM 760.
Hello?
Hello, Ra.
Yay. Hey, thank God that we, and I'm hopeful that we have a population of people in America here that are informed, because it's only the misinformed that are talking, and the racists that are talking the nonsense that we're hearing. If you know the history of Christianity, you know that it's based on wiping out all the other religions, okay? And, I think that the turban on the head of our president on that billboard is racist, not towards him, but towards people who wear turbans.
Yeah,
that, Oh, that's telling everybody to see that the people wear turbans are jihadists. They're out to kill us.
Hey, Rob, that's a really great point, and it's a really important point, which is this idea that, you know, there's two things that are happening simultaneously. There's one, you've got people like Phil Wolf and others saying, oh, I know Obama's a Muslim, and that Obama's hiding things from us. And so there's two things, that allegation. One is saying that it would be bad, automatically bad, if Barack Obama was a Muslim. Okay,
right.
because all Muslims are terrible, according to this idea. And the second thing that's going on here is saying that if Obama is a Muslim, it means that he's a jihadist terrorist, because all Muslims are not only bad, all Muslims are terrorists.
He said that quote, that's what Muslim is about.
That's right.
About breaking down of America, unquote. So I wanted that right there. I mean, since Cynthia, one of your callers, two callers ago, said that she asked, where are the Christians at on this?
Yeah.
See, they have to maintain what it's about anyway. They want everybody to come to Christianity. So they're not going to say anything if they're not that radical as the knuckleheads out there.
Well, you know, Rod, and to be fair to Fox 31, which I thought did a pretty fair piece, the piece that we just played, and you can see it on our website, am760.net, he makes the point, the reporter makes the point, not a single leading Republican in this state, a leading Republican office holder or spokesperson, has said that this kind of thing is unacceptable. And I made that point, which I think is a really important point. Phil Wolf may be a crazy person, may be a bigot with his billboard. But the real problem, even beyond Phil Wolf, is where is the responsible comments from Republican leaders speaking to this conservative base saying this is not okay? Where are they in this state? They're nowhere. And that silence tells you everything about a truly racist, bigoted undercurrent in the Republican Party nationally and, I think, right here in Colorado. Hey, thanks for the call, Ross. 751 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Check out the billboard, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. Do you think it is racist, the billboard? I've gotten a lot of hate mail saying no. I'm the racist for saying that it's racist. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Some heavy jams going towards Boulder on the Turnpike across Westminster, Sheridan to Wadsworth. Again, Table Mesa to Baseline all the way into Boulder. Eastbounders, just a little struggle as you approach I-25 there after Federal. The trip on 25, just pretty normal for us. No accidents right now this morning on the Metro. 120th down to 84th, the hot spot again from 58th past Spear. Northbounders, a little slow in Castle Rock and Larkspur due to late construction. In Aurora, southbound 2 1/4 heavy Parker Road down to the Tech Center merge. Also seeing heavy jams on C-470 westbound side, Quincy to Hamden. But like I said, no accidents out there around the Metro. Do have some icy conditions and snow-packed and wet spots on 70 up in the high country between Georgetown and Silverthorne. Forecast today, mainly cloudy, few peaks of sunshine, a few flurries or snow showers also possible, but just a little bit of accumulation. Highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s, right now 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale this Friday starting at 4 a.m. for over 300 early bird specials. Plus, you'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000 this weekend only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
How do you say Corvette in Colorado? PureFoyChevrolet.com, of course. Well, now you can say and think DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com. Any way you think it, any way you say it, PureFoyChevrolet.com is Corvette in Colorado.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
The S&P is up 17.5 and the Russell's up 14.75. So a very powerful start to the week after some positive comments were made over the weekend about the world economy and what's going on. And job losses are expected to bottom out in the first quarter of 2010, although unemployment is probably going to remain irritatingly high for a while. But a very good start to the week and a good time before, you know, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions to get on top of their finances, David, and we get just terribly swamped and blown away by new people coming in. I would think that it might be a good idea to beat that rush and come in December when things are slow and be set up to take advantage of a New Year's resolution early on.
That's a great idea. 303-694-1600 for the team of presidential brokerage. Again, 303-694-1600. End of the year is one of those times where you got to fill out all your paperwork, make sure your 401k is in order, and plan for the next year. So you're absolutely right, Mike. Get ahead of it. Don't get behind on it. 303-694-1600 for the team at Presidential Brokerage. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, David. Thank you, sir.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Six here on AM 760 Progressive Talk is the billboard at Wolf Automotive that we, the story that we first broke here on AM 760 in the Progressive Dojo on Friday morning. Is it racist? I got a lot of hate mail after the big coverage all weekend saying that I shouldn't have said, or I shouldn't have brought up the idea that the people who were attacking President Obama, putting him in a cartoon with a turban on his head, that it was my fault. I'm a bad person for saying that they might be bigots. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Randy in Denver. Randy, you're on AM 760.
How you doing, Dave?
All right.
Good. Man, I appreciate what you're doing in terms of challenging the ignorance here, but I'm not sure it's clear where your strategy is for, you know, defining it as a racist expression.
Well, I'm not saying it's necessarily that the expression itself is as racist as, let's say, a KKK billboard, but I am saying that I think that we have to ask a question as to why are people particularly raising this question about the first African-American president? I mean, these questions were not asked, for instance, of George Bush. They were not. I mean, nobody said that George Bush was a jihadist terrorist. Nobody.
Right.
And you got to ask the question, well, why?
Well, there is a lot of stuff that could be driving the reason why people are making these connections with Barack Obama, and I'm sure that one of them could be a person is a bigot or a person is racist. But let's say, for example, David, that that's not what's driving their hatred for Barack Obama. Then is it appropriate to just cast a wide net and say that they're being racist versus looking at some of the other reasons about what's driving, you know, this kind of hateful expressions of a president?
Yeah, Randy, you know what? You have a good point, and I think it's true, and I've tried to say before that I don't think you can pin it down on any one thing. You're right. It's not only racism. There's a lot of different strands of hate here, and I think bigotry is one of those strands of hate. And I think that makes a really, really good point. And I think we have to remember that for every racist who gets riled up by this, there's somebody who just is a super conservative who hates liberals. Thanks for making that point. All right, stick around. We're going to continue this discussion and then get into a discussion of the question, is the Denver media distorting the healthcare debate? Stick around.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today... Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
And experts say the economy is beginning to come around. Most economists in a new poll by the National Association for Business Economics see a pickup that could lead to a slow decline in the jobless rate next year. But Association President Lynn Reeser says overall growth will be relatively sluggish, about 3%.
Not going to be the typical bounce back that you often see after sharp downturns, because there still are some headwinds in our face.
Now, this is just in. The real estate industry says sales of existing single-family homes jumped 10% in October. Well, no one can say for sure the recession caused a spike in the number of people who took their own lives last year, but Dr. Lanny Berman, a suicide expert, doubts it's just coincidence.
It highlights the need for us to pay very close attention to people who are experiencing great stress and who have underlying vulnerabilities that make them risk for suicide.
A doctor's personal problems could become a patient's problem.
A Johns Hopkins Mayo Clinic study highlights how a doctor's mental well-being can influence your care. 9% of surgeons admit making a major medical mistake in the previous 3 months. 40% reported being burned out. This Annals of Surgery study urges more attention to potential performance red flags, such as depression.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. Breaking news from Washington. New FBI data show a sharp increase in hate crimes based on anti-gay or religious bias. Racially motivated hate crimes were slightly lower last year. CBS News has learned exclusively that the government is set to announce a major crib recall. It involves cribs with drop-down sides that can trap a baby's head, causing the child to suffocate. Consumer Product Safety Commission Chairwoman Inez Tenenbaum says the agency is working to make cribs safer.
We have been relying on voluntary standards. We now will be writing regulations, federal regulations that are mandatory for cribs.
A new study finds children in home-based daycare spend 2 to 3 hours a day watching television on top of the 2 hours they watch at home. Pediatrician and study lead author Dimitri Christakis says that cannot be good.
Good preschool, high-quality preschool is, in fact, very beneficial to children in terms of their social development, their cognitive development. But sitting in front of a television is not the way to foster that.
In Afghanistan, bombings and a firefight claimed the lives of 4 American troops in a 24-hour span. Here at home, the NFL is adopting a new policy on players with head injuries. In the future, teams will have to consult an outside neurologist when a player gets a concussion. New York Times reporter Alan Schwartz says that represents a sea change.
The fact that the rolling boulder that is the NFL has been redirected toward making sure that the players' concerns are heeded before those of the team is incredibly significant.
The Dow Industrials are ahead almost 160 points in early trading. This is CBS News.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit Visa.com/GoBiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
There's holiday shopping, then there's Sam's Club holiday shopping.
Sam's Club member Tina Mazzell on the Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
I mean, they have amazing prices on the best gifts.
Like HDTVs and diamond earrings.
There's even a complimentary breakfast. All holiday shopping should be so rewarding.
Look for the newspaper insert Thanksgiving Day or at samsclub.com. Then visit the Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event starting at 5 a.m. Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It's no contest for the GOP nomination to run against Democratic Governor Bill Ritter. The only Republican remaining in the race besides relative unknown Dan Mays is former multi-term Congressman Scott McGinnis. Today he'll get the official endorsement of former Congressman Tom Tancredo, who had flirted with the thought of challenging McGinnis. State Senator Josh Penry has dropped out of the race, throwing his support behind the party choice. The Republican campaign platform, what they're calling a contract for Colorado, is what Governor Ritter calls just being against things.
We have a congressman who's running really on an agenda that's about taking us back to this time when we are about leading and we're about moving forward.
Governor Ritter says he'll stake his claim on re-election by creating jobs for Colorado. The man Governor Ritter appointed to the Senate is willing to give up his chance for a second term if it means passing the president's health care reform proposals. Senator Michael Bennett made that comment to CNN. In sports,
when we get this out of our head, I mean, it'll be good to turn around and play quick, and hopefully we can get a win.
Broncos wide receiver Jabbar Gaffney, after yesterday's drubbing at the hands of the San Diego Chargers, the Broncos have now lost four games in a row. They play the New York Giants on Thanksgiving Day. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where, for the most part, it's a busy drive around the metro, but no serious slowdowns. We're seeing some heavy pockets on I-70. This is on the eastbound side on that approach to I-25 as you're making your way towards the dog food plant. Southbounders on I-25, you're sluggish on the approach to 120th all the way down to 84th. Brakes loose for a little while, then you'll hit your brakes again, starting right around 58, taking you towards Spear. Outside the metro, sounds like a car hit a construction sign. This is southbound I-25 before Toma Road, blocking up the left lane, causing some delays as you're trying to make your way down towards the springs. Off those main roads, we've got a multi-vehicle accident. This one's on Iliff, right around Buckley. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of in the upper 30s, cracking into the low 40s. Currently, it is 34 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale this Friday starting at 4 a.m. for over 300 early bird specials. Plus, you'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Seven here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the billboard controversy. Check our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. Check out the billboard and ask yourself the question, is this billboard that likens President Obama to a jihadist terrorist, the story that we broke here on AM 760 that became big news, national and local news this weekend, we broke it here. And we're asking the follow-up question this morning, is this billboard racist? Is depicting President Obama in a turban, is that racist? I got a lot of hate mail this weekend. I just got a piece of hate mail here. Let me read you this piece of hate mail. This is from somebody in North Carolina. Annie in North Carolina. David. This billboard is requesting what is a usual and ordinary request of all presidents or those people campaigning for president. Provide a birth certificate. And Barack Hussein Obama has not yet done so. By the way, where were you discussing way over the top slander and left-wing radical liberal socialist out of control hatred of President George Bush? You and your ilk took out a full page in the New York Times boldly stating that he was a fascist and a Hitler and demanding his impeachment. David, you are a blind and racist socialist hypocrite. And you, so far gone, I'm reading directly here. This is wonderful English from this person from North Carolina. And you, so far gone that you cannot see the obvious, quote, takeover of the government of the United States of America to our great sadness. Thank you, Annie in North Carolina. I should have played the dueling banjos underneath reading that. So what is this? Right, what is going on here, folks? We have posted on our website, right now, I just posted it, am760.net, the LA Times link to President Obama's birth certificate. We have also posted a link to the story from a court in Indiana. Not exactly Indiana, not exactly a liberal state. A Republican-dominated court. I just want to read from this story about this court. Basically saying, and I've lost it here. Well, essentially, this court has said, not even essentially, explicitly, that all of these claims, the court just threw out the claim that Obama is not a natural-born citizen because his father is from Kenya. That is the new claim from the birthers. They see the birth certificate. They say, uh-oh, our argument is destroyed. So we're going to make a claim that President Obama is not a natural-born citizen as required by the Constitution because his father is a Kenyan. So the open question is, does all of this, the billboard, the picture of Obama in a turban, Obama being called a jihadist terrorist, the assault, the attempt to say that he's not a natural-born citizen. You had the Washington Times last week say that he can't understand America because he was sired by a Kenyan father and doesn't have full American blood. Is this racism? Or am I the racist somehow for raising the question? Because that's all the hate mail I've gotten this weekend. 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones, and we'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo, and we'll go to Rob in Fort Collins. Rob, you're on AM760.
How you doing, Derek?
All right.
Hey, you know, during the summer, you said something like that the right very often will reduce an issue down to like a single point to make it rather simple for their folk, and so this Obama and a turban kind of does that for them. And that's why that I don't see any outrage. And I forgive me for being so awkward in the morning, but I'll try to explain where I'm coming from. This conservative base, and it's not really like a Republican political conservative base, it's more like a religious God the Father kind of mentality. And I'm not knocking that. It's fine. But they sort of have a leader of the church, a leader of the family, and very often the country, therefore, has a leader they imbue with these kind of moral compasses. And I just don't think they want to accept the fact that Barack Obama has that position. So it becomes less about his being black and more about, we didn't choose him. He's not my moral compass thing. If I throw that out.
Yeah, I think that's, there's something to that. I mean, I think that there is something to the idea that these people don't want to accept the legitimacy of the election. Remember, I read the poll last week. At the end of last week, 52% of Republicans don't think Barack Obama was legitimately elected. And I think, you know, I think it's hard to know. And a caller before the break had said, look, it may not only be racist. Maybe it's a mix of a lot of things. Maybe it's a mix of, you know, conservatism mixed with racism, mixed with all this stuff together, that doesn't want to accept all of the things that Barack Obama represents. I mean, the thing is, Barack Obama represents a number of different things, right? He represents the first African-American becoming president. He represents a progressive becoming president. He represents, in many ways, a changing of the generational guard in the United States. And I think that's got a lot of people really whipped up. And what's fascinating to me, of course, is that you didn't hear from any of these people, complaints that John McCain was not born in the United States. John McCain was not born in the United States. And you don't hear that from anybody. And you know, I brought this up this weekend with some of these haters. They said, John McCain's not president. Well, okay, John McCain isn't president, but John McCain ran for president. And when everybody was asking questions about Barack Obama's birth certificate, none of the same people were saying, hey, John McCain was born in Panama. I mean, that is a fact. That is that John McCain will tell you that is a fact. He was born in Panama. And none of these people said John McCain is not a natural born citizen or John McCain doesn't have a birth certificate, an acceptable birth certificate. And so I think when you reduce all of that, you've got to get to a point where it's not just political, right? It's not just about the principle of the Constitution. There is something much more deep going on and something much more ugly. Don't you think? I mean, it's almost undeniable.
Well, if you just look at the facts that, I mean, I don't want to rag on people, but you see a person like Ms. Palin and W, these are not the most intelligent, high-level, qualified people, and yet they're given the status by this right as being the moral compass. I just don't, it confuses me.
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating. But look, I think it's important when something like this happens in our community, because some people say, well, why are you talking about the billboard? Well, look, hundreds or maybe thousands of people are looking at that billboard. So at least here on AM 760, we can have a little discussion about what is really going on, what this really is, and do a little fact checking, little truth telling. Hey, Rob, thanks so much for the call, man.
Thank you.
George in Denver. George, on AM 760.
Hello, sir. I believe it was racist, but the thing is that I just want to give you a little perspective on Christians and the Republican Party, I believe. When I was in high school, and that was like 20 years ago, I remember I grew up very, very abused. And I remember them coming into our high school in Northeast Denver and as a jobs training program. And they came in, and they brought a couple of Broncos in, you know, and they just tried to really hype us up, and they fed us. And, you know, and then they picked out the charismatic people, you know, in the group, and I was one of them. And they started parading me around, taking me to boardrooms, and, you know, I got to meet Dan Reeves, and I got to go to all these different places and tell my story. And I made a lot of money for this group. And when it turned out that I didn't want to come to the notion of being a Christian and, you know, giving my life to God, well, I did. You know, I got to play it along so that, you know, I could get the things that came along with going to Cherry Hill and being in a mansion and seeing things that you've never seen before, meeting people that you would never ever meet, being me. So, you know, as time went on, you know, and they saw that I wasn't really adopting, you know, their views and they kind of dropped me, you know, and it's so funny that you're talking about this, you know, just this other side that I'm trying to bring up, you know, the billboard, it is racist, but the Republican Party and the conservatives, they have a way. I mean, and they've been doing it for years, of creeping in the back door. And I mean, it's not that they don't like Barack Obama the person, but if there was a black person out there that they could push to the front and that would follow their views and you know, bring out the Christian word or whatever, they would love him. So I mean, it's I'm telling you, there's a perspective out there. They're the Republican Party. They're very smart.
Yeah, except the thing is that Barack Obama is a Christian. Right, I mean, well, Barack Obama is a Christian. So, if I hear you right, you're saying, well, if he was, you know, if he was espousing Christian views,
yeah, if he followed their line, if he told their line, They would love him.
Oh, I see. So I see. If he was voicing right-wing religious Christianity, Christian-themed, you know, if he sounded like Jerry Falwell, or if he sounded like Pat Robertson, that these same people wouldn't be anywhere.
If I had, because I was very charismatic with these people, if I had told that line, they would have put me out there for president because they loved me. I made millions of dollars for this organization. And if I was to say it over the air, a lot of people would be upset.
Yeah, I think that's right. Look, I think this is a mix, right? And it's an important point. I think that the motivation of the people who put up billboards like this, it's a mix of Barack Obama epitomizes two things that are not allowed to mix in this country. And I'll just say it right now. In this country, you are really not allowed to be both black and progressive, according to our political establishment. That is in the minds of the political establishment, in the minds of the hardcore right-wing base, the worst two things you could ever be is simultaneously black and liberal. And so I think you're right. When those two things come together, as they do, obviously, and they are embodied by Barack Obama, that right-wing base will go insane. And they will go crazy. And they will use billboards that put Obama in a turban to try to stir up any kind of animosity they can. I mean, I think that's what this is. It's trying to stir up any kind of animosity that they can against Obama. And what's fascinating about it is that they can't stir up animosity about his agenda, or they refuse to. Right? I mean, there's plenty to criticize Barack Obama on health care. There's plenty to criticize him on Wall Street reform. There's plenty to criticize him on the economy. But they don't want to make that argument. They don't want to have that fight. They only want to go to the deeper, even uglier fights. They don't want to have that fight because I think they know that they'll lose those fights. If they want to dig in and argue and say we don't need health care reform in this country, they're going to lose. That's why they lost so much ground to the Tea Party protests about health care in the summer. So they have defaulted to Obama as a jihadist terrorist. Obama wasn't born in the United States, and even if he was born in the United States, he's not a natural-born citizen because his father wasn't born in the United States. That's what they have defaulted to. And I think whether the original sin, the original motivation was racism or not, that's what they are defaulting to. That's what this billboard is all about. Hey, George, thanks for the call. 820 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Check out our website, am760.net. You can look at this billboard, look at the new coverage of this billboard. Take a look at the billboard and ask yourself, is this billboard racist? I got a lot of hate mail this weekend, a lot, saying I was the racist for saying that this billboard's message, putting Obama in a turban, saying he's a jihadist terrorist, saying that I'm the racist for saying that racial and ethnic bigotry and animosity is a part of the message of this billboard. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll get to more of your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Had a vehicle hit a construction sign southbound I-25 approaching Toma Road, blocking the left-hand lane. Getting reports it's really slick down there between Larkspur and Castle Rock. Also, northbound I-25, stop and go, Washington Street up to 6th Avenue. Southbounders, normal struggles getting out of North Glen and Thornton, also closer to downtown there around Coors Field. Couple surface street crashes, Leedsdale and Cherry, and a multi-vehicle accident on Iliff near Buckley. I-70, wet, slushy, and snow-packed between Georgetown and Vail. Do have some snow flying in the high country. Chain laws in effect for most of the high country passes for you big rigs. The forecast, mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow showers, small accumulation. Look for a high around 40 degrees. Right now, 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
Solvus camera, your sewer lines for only $79. Again, if your home is over 20 years old, you need to call now.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Right now, your Honda dealer encourages you to get out there and enjoy some great holiday traditions. For example, the Holiday Snowshoe Baseball Tournament here in Lake Tomahawk, Wisconsin, where all the players wear snowshoes and red Santa hats. Oh, excuse me, can you explain what just happened out there on the field?
Well, I tried to lay a bunt down, yeah. And, you know, I thought I'd be safe because, well, I didn't think the pitcher would be able to get to the ball.
Well, why is that?
Well, you know, there's a couple of feet of snow out there, and that ball was buried pretty good, and... You know, usually if you hit a ball and you can't find it, that's an automatic ground rule double.
Really? Well, looks like you lost that bet.
Yeah, and I lost my left snowshoe on the way down to first baseline, too. I'm down to my socks here.
Oh, man. Okay, well, we better get you some warm water.
It is chilly.
Everyone has their favorite holiday tradition. For your Honda dealer, it's Happy Honda Days, when Honda dealers give some of the best deals of the year on lots of Honda models. So see your Honda dealer now during Happy Honda Days. Hey, did you ever find your snowshoe?
That one might have to wait till spring. Hey, you want to go ice fishing with us later?
At USAA, we don't think your money should retire before you do. And if your retirement investments are sitting in a neglected 401k, they probably aren't working as hard as they should. Put your investments back to work with an IRA rollover to a company you can trust. As of September 30th, 2009, USAA manages over $40 billion in assets for our members. And we provide a range of retirement products and services to help meet your financial needs. And with USAA... comprehensive retirement solutions are always just a phone call away. Don't let your savings take an early retirement. Call 800-235-0482 or visit usaa.com/rollover today. Consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the USAA mutual funds carefully before investing. Contact us at 800-531-8910 for a prospectus containing this and other information about the funds from USAA Investment Management Company Distributor. Read carefully before investing. Investing in securities products involves risk, including possible loss of principal.
The future of our country is our kids.
Tom Hartman.
We've got kids who are melting down. They're going down in flames. And those few people who are lucky enough to get into college are graduating, what, $100,000 in debt? This is the most important infrastructure there is. You know, people talk about, well, let's build our bridges. Let's build our dams. Let's build our water systems. We've got crumbling. Yeah, it's true. We've got crumbling people.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I got a lot of hate mail this weekend for the billboard controversy. We broke it here on AM760.net on Friday. Picked up all over the media in Colorado and even some national stories about it. Hit the national AP wire. I got a lot of hate mail saying Barack Obama is not a natural born citizen because his father is a Kenyan. And there was a court case that just happened this month, just a couple days ago. The theory is that, oh, you're not a natural-born citizen if one of your parents wasn't born in the United States. Just reading here from the Associated Press out of Indiana. President Obama is a natural-born citizen of the United States. As far as the Indiana Court of Appeals is concerned, the court upheld the lower court's dismissal Thursday of a 2008 lawsuit seeking to prevent Governor Mitch Daniels of Indiana from certifying Indiana's presidential electors. The U.S. Constitution says a person cannot become president unless he is a natural-born citizen. The Constitution does not define what natural-born citizen means. This has led to what the court describes as a, quote, birther movement, where political opponents of the president claim he was not born in the United States because he will not release his so-called long-form birth certificate. State of Hawaii officials have certified Obama was born in that state on August 4, 1961, and contemporary newspaper lists of births include Obama. The plaintiffs in this case didn't make the conventional birth certificate argument. They claim that because Obama's father was a United Kingdom citizen due to his birth in the former British colony of Kenya, the president cannot be considered natural born because both of his parents weren't Americans. Judge Elaine Brown, writing to the unanimous three-judge panel, a Republican-dominated court, said the lower court correctly dismissed the case because the basis of the plaintiff's claim relied on an 18th-century treatise and various citations to 19th century congressional debate, as opposed to actual U.S. law. Brown was appointed to the court by the conservative Republican Mitch Daniels, said her reading of the Constitution and U.S. Supreme Court precedent led her to conclude, quote, that persons born within the borders of the United States are natural-born citizens regardless of the citizenship of their parents. The plaintiffs also initially claimed that this was not true. So, this is part of the birther movement and a hardcore faction of the birther movement that is designed, that I think you see in the billboard. And you can see the billboard, am760.net, at Wolf Automotive, saying that Obama is a jihadist terrorist whose jihadist terrorism is behind the Fort Hood shootings, the picture of Obama in a turban. And I ask the question, is this all about racism and bigotry? Anti-Muslim racism, anti-black racism? I got a lot of hate mail saying, no, it's just, you know, we don't think, it's not about racism. We don't think Obama was born in the United States. It has nothing to do with race. You're the racist for bringing this up. What do you think? 303-713-7600. George in Boulder. George, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
If you ever followed the early morning talk shows in this town, you may have noticed that this can be traced to a large extent to the John Birch Society. And that's and I merely claim that the birthers are nothing more than birchers who've never learned how to spell.
What about the local coverage here suggests that to you?
Well, I've heard the birchers next on a local station, and that seems to be their line. And and the person who invited them on the program seems to be following that line.
Well, I do think it's true that this is part of a long line of right-wing hate that's been going on in this country for decades. And I think this is the 21st century expression of it. To call the President of the United States a jihadist terrorist, to question his Americanness, to question his citizenship, is just, it's really, I mean, it's just the ugliest kind of thing you can get. Now, I mean, I play the mental experiment, you know, what would people be saying if Barack Obama was white? Let's say Barack Obama was exactly the same person with exactly the same story, he lived abroad, his father was born in another country, but let's say Barack Obama was white. Do you think that they would be throwing exactly the same charges at him?
They'd find some others, I'm sure. That's the nature of the conservative movement in the U.S.
Yeah, they would throw charges at him. I guess what I'm getting at is, I think that conservatives believe that they can get traction, particularly with the with a racially tinged attack, because Obama is black. That if he was white, they would choose something else to go after him with. But because he has African heritage, because he is a black man, that they have chosen this specific line of attack. He is a terrorist. He's an Islamic terrorist. They have chosen this specifically to tap into what they hope is deeply seated racism in the country. That's my opinion. And people can feel free to disagree with me, but that is my opinion. And I think it's, you know, the burden of proof is on people to make a different argument. To really, I mean, because you can't really argue. I mean, is anybody really arguing that, with a straight face, that they believe Barack Obama is a Muslim terrorist?
Well, I rather doubt it, but you must be fair to the conservatives, at least to one extent. On another talk show, none other than Tom Tancredo, with whom both you and I disagree on almost every issue, said that this was over the line. And as far as I'm concerned, if it's over the line for Tancredo, it really must be
I didn't hear Tancredo say it's over the line, but if he did, that's a good thing. As Fox 31 had pointed out, at the point that they reported their story on Friday night, not a single leading conservative voice, Republican voice in the state had stood up and said, this billboard is not acceptable, this kind of language is not acceptable. Now, I want to be clear. I think that this person at Wolf Automotive, and you can see the billboard at am760.net, that Wolf Automotive, they have every right under the First Amendment to say what they want to say as long as they're not threatening the life of the president. but they don't have a right not to be criticized for what they say. And I think, you know, they also don't have a right for us to say, hey, where are the Republican leaders saying to the hardcore conservative base that this billboard represents that this is not acceptable? So if Tancredo has come out and said that, and I'll try to verify whether he has or not, that's a good thing. Hey, George, thanks for the call. Marie in Denver. Marie, you're on AM 760.
Hi. David, I am more concerned that there are foreign interests involved in this birther movement, and I'm thinking specifically of this Orly Tates, who is the lawyer who instigated some of the lawsuits, one that was thrown out in Georgia and one that was thrown out in California. She said on the Colbert Report, which she was invited on as a guest, she made the statement that if both your parents are not United States citizens, then you're not a United States citizen. And it was not, you know, he didn't confront her. She just made that statement. But she is a very interesting person. She was born in the Soviet Union when Moldavia was part of the Soviet Union. She immigrated to Israel and was in Israel, was educated, I believe, in Israel, and then came to California. I don't know what her legal status is. I don't know whether she's a resident. I don't know that much about whether or not you can be, she is a lawyer and she's a member of the California Bar, whether or not you can be a lawyer in the United States licensed to practice if you're not a United States citizen. But her whole agenda is to undermine our basic institutions. The attack on the birth certificate goes to the heart of the full faith and credit of how we accept what other states say. The kind of birth certificate that the certificate of live birth that is being displayed is what anybody gets anymore if they request a copy of their birth certificate, because that's a Homeland Security regulation in order to make sure that we don't have false documents.
Yeah, that's right. The birthers are really questioning the very fabric of our
exactly.
country. I mean, I think that's a really important point.
And the other thing that she's doing that is really very dangerous to men in the military, men and women in the military, who are relatively uneducated. And I don't mean to sound patronizing, but she's put out a call. She's the one who had an officer, a reserve officer, who was called up, and he went to court and he said he couldn't serve because Obama wasn't legitimate, and that was tossed out of court. But that had repercussions for his military service.
Mm-hmm.
And she's put out a call on the radio on another talk show in Denver asking people in the military to contact her, and she will go to court with them to sue that Obama's not legitimate.
Yeah, and this is what this is about. This
exactly.
This is an assault on our basic institutions. You're right, and they're going to continue using this. And I think that the billboard controversy here in Colorado is just one local example of this, folks. This stuff is not going to stop. It's not going to stop. And the only way to combat it is to bring it out into the open. Okay, I'm willing to take the hate mail I get, right? And I hope you're willing to have the conversations you need to have in your places of business, with your family, with your friends, about what this is all about. And this is a really important point I want to make here. It's easy to not talk about these issues. It's easy to just chalk them up to the craziness of politics. But these are serious issues. When somebody puts up in the middle of our community a sign saying the president of the United States is a jihadist Islamic terrorist, we need to be big enough to say, this is bigotry, this is racism, this is hate, and this is unacceptable. And that means, you know, not just on the radio, not just in the media, it means you among the people you know in your life, right? With your family, your friends, your coworkers, to talk about these issues and say, this is not acceptable. Because if we just shove it under the desk, it's not going away. It's only going to get more intense and more ugly. So I really encourage you, figuratively, at the water cooler, we need to be having a discussion about what this really means and why it's unacceptable. And you got to be willing to take people who are going to say, hey, you're a racist for bringing this up. You're a reverse racist. You know, you got to be willing to take the hits to have the discussion. But my bet is that, look, if I can take the hate mail that I get, you can take, everyone out there can take a little bit of blowback if that means we actually confront this kind of hate head on. Hey, thanks for the call. 837 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turr.
Vehicle hit a construction sign, southbound side of 25 near Larkspur at Toma Road. It's blocking the left-hand lane. Reports that there are some icy situations down there to the south. Going to be kind of nasty between Larkspur and Castle Rock. Also, a little further north, once you get into downtown Denver, some small jams there after Washington Street. Southbound side, heavy, normal spots. North going 120th, again from 48th past Spear Boulevard. Crashes, I left near Buckley, a few cars involved there. Also a two-car accident, Leedsdale and Cherry. Looking at the jams on the Turnpike 2 westbound side, Table Mesa on into Boulder there at Baseline Road. Your forecast today, mainly cloudy, a few peaks of sunshine, a few flurries of snow showers, and possible little accumulation. Highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Right now, 35 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the Colorado Education Project.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
Get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
This is Dennis Quaid for the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation and Hasbro. Over 14 million children live in poverty in the United States. This holiday, they need a hero. They need you. That's why G.I. Joe is joining forces with the Marines for this important mission. When you buy a Hasbro G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra toy in stores between Veterans Day and Thanksgiving, Hasbro will donate a new toy to Toys for Tots. To fight poverty this holiday season, knowing is half the battle. The other half is helping.
Donation cap to 300,000 new toys, valued at least $3.99 each. Visit G.I.Joe.com for more details.
Free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret. The how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. Take a look at the billboard. It's now, by the way, it's completed. Wolf Automotive billboard saying Obama's a jihadist terrorist. We broke the story here on AM 760. Check the website there and ask yourself, is this billboard racist? Also, on our website, we just posted a copy of President Obama's birth certificate, a link to that. Also just posted a link to the court case just finished up in Indiana, a Republican court ratifying a lower court's decision saying that the entire allegation by the birthers that because Obama, because his father wasn't born in the United States, he's not a natural-born citizen, a Republican court ratifying a lower court's decision that that argument is not based on U.S. law and is nonsensical. We have a link to it up at our website. Check it out, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. So is the billboard racist? We continue our discussion, 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM760.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, it's just, I want to make a point to one of your earlier callers that said that maybe it's all these other things. My point would be that it's so easy to avoid the obvious racism. It's so easy to steer clear of that and steer away from it. But the Republican Party has had a long-standing history of just continuously doing this race baiting. You look at, like, Ronald Reagan going to make his when he announced his candidacy for the president, he went to Mississippi, you know, was the site and announced states' rights. You look at
and just to add a little bit more detail to that, he went to the site of a racial hate crime. He announced in Philadelphia, Mississippi, where three civil rights workers were killed. Ronald Reagan announced his campaign to the clarion call of states' rights, which at the time and even after was known quite overtly as a racist pro-Confederate clarion call.
Right. You know, it's like George H. Bush used, you know, Willie Horton, and, you know, it's just this constant theme of always baiting race whenever there's an opportunity. And then they're projectionists because, you know, you can see all these isolated, what they would call isolated incidents of, like, emails being distributed out by, you know, people that hold government offices or, you know, and they keep using these as isolated incidents, and then they'll project, they'll go, oh, well, no, you're the racist person saying it. But it's so easy to avoid it to begin with.
That was the thrust of the email I got all weekend from these right-wingers, which was that I'm the racist for saying this has anything to do with race or religion or ethnicity. I mean, it's really, I sometimes I can't tell whether these people actually believe that, or whether they're just saying that in order to sharpen their own arguments and blunt the criticism of their arguments. I don't think we'll ever be able to tell. But I will say this. I do think a lot of people out there who say to progressives, when we say, you know, these particular assaults on President Obama are bigoted, when they say, oh, no, you're the racist, I do think there's a certain segment of the population that believes that. There's a certain segment of the population that really desperately wants to believe that this is a race-blind, color-blind society, and they feel like anybody who proves otherwise is indicting them in particular, and they feel threatened by that.
I don't understand. Yeah, exactly. I don't understand why, if you're a bigot and a racist, why don't you just, you know, they get offended when you call them out on it. And if that's your heartfelt feelings, then just live with it. You know, accept it, because they'll go, don't throw out the race card when I'm going, but don't throw out the unpatriotic card. Don't throw out the un-American card. Don't throw out the Christianity card, you know, because it's like all these other cards are being played. I mean, you got these guys, they're constantly just, you know, this is the biggest hypocrites, like Giuliani with this most recent, you know, what Obama's the administration saying they're going to try the...
Right. Rudy Giuliani, the guy who said that it was that bringing terrorists to trial is a symbol of American justice. He said that 10 years ago. Now he's criticizing Obama for doing exactly what he was trumpeting Giuliani was a couple of years ago. Look, you're right. It's a mix here. Giuliani probably hates Barack Obama because Barack Obama is a progressive and Rudy Giuliani is a fascist. I mean, Rudy Giuliani, by the way, I really mean that. I don't throw the fascist term around a lot. Rudy Giuliani is the closest thing to an American fascist that is ever, really, a modern-day American fascist that we have here in this country. When you look at his record as mayor of New York, what he did with police power there, how he treated his citizens with police power. I mean, Rudy Giuliani and what he advocates on national security and civil liberties, he's as close to an American fascist as it gets. And Rudy Giuliani probably hates President Obama because President Obama is not a fascist. Now, there are other people who hate President Obama because he's black. There are other people who hate President Obama just because he's a liberal. But what we're seeing is that a lot of the Republican base, a lot of the conservative base, thinks the best way, the most politically effective way, the way with the most traction to criticize President Obama is not to go after him on the issues, not to make their own conservative case, but to put up billboards in our community that say President Obama is an Islamic terrorist. And that decision, I think, is what is really bigoted. The decision to try to play into people's racial and ethnic and religious fears, that's the bigotry. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Let's go to Leo in Longmont. Leo, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David. How are you today?
All right, man.
Pardon me?
I'm doing well.
Okay, good. Listen, Dave, I really appreciate what you've been doing on the radio here in Colorado for the last year or so. You really brought an intelligence to some of the discussion that needs to be brought. I would like to say a couple of things probably are bigger issues than we can deal with in a short program like this, but things that ought to be noted just because they're important to be noted. It seems to me that a large part of what's going on is being orchestrated by some mean-spirited, perhaps even un-American people who would like to see America fall, and who are based using their arguments in a way that appeals to ignorance. What we have here is basically ignorant people who are continuing to propound this line that Obama is not an American. They do that as a way of destroying the fabric of our national culture. It's abominable.
It is. And what's fascinating to me, really, when you get right to it, is what's fascinating is that Barack Obama won the election. Now, I know that there's two things by that I mean with that, which is that one, yes, I know that there are 52% of Republicans, according to the latest poll, have convinced themselves that he didn't win the election, which just is another, you're talking about ignorance. I mean, the guy wins by 10 million votes, and 52% of Republicans have now subsequently convinced themselves he didn't win the election legitimately. And that is based on a new poll. You can see it on our website, am760.net. I'm not kidding. It's, like, amazing. But I also bring that up because there are some people who just don't want to accept that, and this is what it's all about. So they are railing on this guy and freaking out and screaming and hoping everybody forgets that despite all of these allegations, all of the same allegations are out there. Oh, he's a Muslim. Oh, he's not from America. He doesn't have a birth certificate. All those allegations were out there during the campaign, and you know what? Americans voted the guy in anyway. And it's like that fact has blown the brains out of the right wing. They cannot acknowledge that. All these people screaming about the birther stuff, it's like, hey, we just had an election. You made your case. You lost. They like can't accept it. And that is, as you say, that is willful, persistent, aggressive, angry, deliberate ignorance. Hey, thanks for the call. 852 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Things are pretty nasty to the south of us, Dave, out there. Colorado Springs on accident alert. Things really slow going over Monument Hill as well. Looks like there's some fog, really slow speeds. Also have had an accident on southbound side of 25 at Toma Road. The car hit a construction sign there. Hear that it's basically like a ice skating rink there around Toma Road. Also around town, Leedsdale and Cherry is our lone accident in the metro. Southbound side of 25, heavy in North Glen. Again, closer to downtown, but speeds are starting to get boost up for you. Just a hair northbound side, going to be slow from about Washington Street to 6th Avenue. In Aurora, northbound 225, a slow spot, Isle of to Mississippi. Forecast, mostly cloudy, slight chance for snow showers. Look for a high around 40 degrees. Right now, 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford, you buy one, but you get two. That's right. Buy any 08 Explorer or Expedition at the Freeway, and you'll also get an 04 Focus. Now while supplies last, only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Shop smarter this holiday season at OfficeDepot.com and get free next business day shipping in our local delivery area on qualifying orders of $50 or more. Office Depot is the top 30 smart gifts that were hand-selected as the smartest gift ideas at great holiday prices. So now you can get the smartest gifts at great prices and the smartest shipping at an even better price free. Give more, spend less. Office Depot. For more smart deals, visit OfficeDepot.com. Order by 5 p.m. local time and your qualifying order of $50 or more will be delivered free the next business day in our local delivery areas. Some furniture and technology and special order items are excluded. Restrictions apply. See OfficeDepot.com for full details.
Colorado listens, debates, and argues on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You also get perspective from David Sirota, Ed Schultz, Tom Hartman, Mario Solis Marich, Randy Rhodes, and a host of others. AM 760 is here for the community, and the community shows up here every day. If this was your ad, we'd be listening to it right now. Why not advertise on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk? Go to am760.net, keyword advertise.
It's Thanksgiving specials at Joseph A. Bank. A huge selection of luxurious leather jackets, $179. Every raincoat, $179. Select executive sport coats, $179. Even all executive suits, regularly $550, only $179. Plus, mix and match any two for $299. Consider all signature dress pants, $99, or two for $150. And every traveler dress shirt, two for $99. The Joseph A. Bank Thanksgiving Sale. Suits, sport coats, even leather jackets, $179, or any two for $299.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Southlands, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
All right, here's what we're going to do for the rest of the show, just giving you an update on the show. After the 9 a.m. National News, we're going to check in with Susan Marks. She's the author of a new book called Aqua Shock, The Water Crisis Here in America. So we're going to check in about that. And then we're going to change topics a little bit in the 9 a.m. hour to discuss the question of, is our Colorado local media, is it distorting the healthcare debate? Is it distorting how the healthcare debate is being reported? I've got a couple of video clips that I want to play for you. One includes Michael Bennett, Senator Michael Bennett, making a pretty stunning statement on CNN about healthcare that you got to hear. He's saying he's willing to put his entire Senate seat at risk in order to pass health care. And then we're going to go into a question, look at the front page of the Denver Post and a local TV news segment on health care as an example of the media here in Colorado really distorting what's going on in the health care debate. So stick around for that after the national news.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
As a parent, can you imagine the heartbreaking pain of having your little girl or boy tearfully say, "I'm hungry. Is there anything to eat?" And you know there's not, because you just paid the rent or bought medicine or lost your job. At the Salvation Army, we're helping rising numbers of families in the Denver area who are hungry and have nowhere else to turn. They're middle-class neighbors with kids who have always taken care of themselves, but now they need your help to make ends meet. Please help bring groceries and hope to their kitchen table. Join the Salvation Army as we fight hunger this holiday season in Denver. Your gift of just $33 will help feed a family of four for an entire week or provide a small toy for each of their children. Please don't forget these families in need. Give now, and you'll tell them that someone cares, that tomorrow can be better. To send your gift of $33, call 1-800-SAL-ARMY. That's 1-800-SAL-ARMY. Or visit am760.net.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Americans are expected to keep a tighter hold on their money this holiday season. The conference board's Lynn Franco says their survey finds people planning to spend an average of $390 on Christmas gifts. That's almost $30 less than last year.
Consumers are approaching the holiday season very cautiously, given the economic environment and continued job losses.
Now, the message for retailers, Franco says, is that they will have to be more creative than ever before, both in luring shoppers into their stores and also to their websites. Analysts say buyers eager to cash in on a government tax credit that was expiring drove home resales to their highest level in 2.5 years. Walter Maloney's with the National Association of Realtors.
Existing home sales up 10% in October to an annual pace of 6.1 million, nearly 24% above a year ago.
Well, the early signs are troubling. A survey done by the Wall Street Journal has found evidence suggesting a rise in the number of suicides. Dr. Lanny Berman, the head of the American Association of Suicidology, says the worst recession in decades apparently is a key factor.
It surely should be of concern, as financial strain, unemployment, home foreclosures, and the like do affect people who are vulnerable. There will be more suicides.
Well, there's been a jump in the number of bias crimes based on religious intolerance and sexual orientation. With details, CBS's Stephanie Labadakis.
The latest FBI report shows the number of hate crimes rose last year to almost 7,800 compared to 7,600 the year before. The sharpest increase was in gender crimes. More than 1,700 people were victims of offenses such as assault and intimidation because of their sexual orientation. The largest category, hate crimes based on race, fell slightly last year.
A deadly 24 hours in Afghanistan. NATO says four U.S. service members have been killed, three by bomb attacks, while the fourth died in a separate firefight in southern Afghanistan yesterday. The decision hasn't been made yet whether President Obama will attend, but a senior White House official says the U.S. is going to outline an emissions reduction target at next month's Copenhagen Climate Conference. It is a sensational case involving high-profile TV sports reporter Aaron Andrews and an alleged peeping Tom, Michael Barrett, and it goes to court in less than half an hour. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The 48-year-old Barrett, who is described as an insurance executive, faces one count of interstate stalking, which carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Barrett is accused of finding out what hotel room Andrews would be staying in, then reserving the room right next to it and taking videos through a peephole in her hotel room door. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The mission's third and final spacewalk's underway. Atlantis astronauts Randolph Breznik and Dr. Robert Satcher spending their time hooking up a new oxygen tank and science experiments at the International Space Station. This is CBS News.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's that time of year again, Rose.
Yeah, Medicare open enrollment.
My son and I were talking about prescription drug plans. I compared my options, and I like what I have.
Now's the time to review your Medicare prescription drug and health plans. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
So how is little Billy?
Little Billy is 42.
Open enrollment ends December 31st, so visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Inspired by high levels of quality, Chevy is inspiring some pretty high praise in return. See for yourself. The Washington Post says, if you're shopping for a compact crossover and you fail to give the new Equinox an open-minded review, you are cheating yourself. The all-new Equinox, with an EPA estimated 32 mpg highway. It's just one of the critically acclaimed cars and crossovers from Chevy. Compare them to anyone, and may the best car win.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter gets a look this morning at some GOP big names looking to unseat him. Former Congressman Tom Tancredo is among Colorado Republicans gathering this morning to announce their endorsement of former Congressman Scott McGinnis for governor. McGinnis still faces a primary challenge from Evergreen businessman Dan Mays, who says he has no plans to drop out of the race. A three-year-old boy is recovering at St. Anthony's Hospital this morning. His parents are in jail. The dad accused of shooting the boy in the leg. Police say 29-year-old William Thalley took the boy to the hospital claiming that he'd been hit in a drive-by shooting. Investigators later determined the father was the one who pulled the trigger. The boy's mother has also been arrested for child abuse. In sports, the Broncos have a four-game streak going, but it's a losing streak. After yesterday's manhandling by the San Diego Chargers, the Broncos are now 6-4 on the year. That drops them to second place in the AFC West. The Broncos played the New York Giants on Thanksgiving night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where this morning's commute, pretty light for a Monday morning as you're making your way around Denver. However, I-25 still busy downtown. Speeds remain in the 30-mile-an-hour range for westbounders on 36 on that approach to baseline. Sounds like to the south we're looking at slippery conditions along I-25. Pretty much Castle Rock as you're making your way towards the Springs. Looks worse as I check on those CDOT cameras over Monument Hill. We're additioned to some flurries coming down as well as sleet. We've also got some patchy fog. Speeds are going to dip down as you're making that entire stretch. Winter driving conditions exist as well. This is along I-70 between Copper Mountain and Vail. Through there, the semis are going to have to chain it up. Surface street accidents, Leesdale and Cherry. That one occurred right around Alameda. Should be out of your way shortly. The other one's at 8th and Quebec. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be sunny at times. We do have a chance of seeing some flurries around the metro until about 11 a.m. Currently, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. It's 37 degrees, and we can expect a high in the low to mid-40s. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Here's a little bit here from a discussion of the billboard controversy. We're going to move into a discussion of health care, but first we're going to have a little bit of a discussion about the environment and about our water supply here in Colorado. Now, not just Colorado, of course, but nationally. And before your eyes glaze over, just remember, a lot of folks believe that water is going to be a more valued, more scarce natural resource than oil or any of the other energy sources that we hear so much about in terms of natural resources. And joining us on the line is Susan Marks. She was a former Denver Post editor who has a new book out called Aquashock, The Water Crisis in America. It sounds the alarm for states throughout the country that water is a shrinking resource and is threatened by contaminants, overdevelopment, water overuse, rising population, climate change, and all the other things that we talk about on this show. It's one of those water issues or one of those sets of issues that connects to a lot of other issues that we talk about a lot in progressive politics and politics in general. Susan, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, so your book is a huge topic, The Water Crisis in America. What in a list of priorities, if you can rank them, what do we have to worry about the most in terms of a water crisis? And what really in general does a water crisis mean?
Well, first of all, water is a very personal issue. One of the problems we have with water is that that it is so personal. Each person, the most important thing that we have to worry about, for each person, it's different depending on for the farmer out in the plains, you know, their well is perhaps polluted, their well is polluted, then that's the most important thing for them. For someone that lives in Douglas County, in rural Douglas County, you know, what the most important thing to them is perhaps that, you know, in a year's time or 2 years time, or their contract for water is running out, so they have no water. For someone in the middle of Denver, it might be something different. So there is no one, unfortunately, there is no one problem, and there is no silver bullet. There is no one solution. So each person, it's different what the water crisis is. We waste water, we overuse water, the way we develop our land builds out the earth's natural ability to replenish itself. I mean, the problems and the solutions go on, and some of the solutions create their own problems. So it's a mind-boggling problem, water.
What does a water crisis, that's a specific term.
Mm-hmm.
What does a crisis look like 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years? I mean, when people think of a water crisis, it sounds kind of abstract. What is it going to actually mean for the average person tuning into this show?
Well, if you're in Douglas, in certain areas of Douglas County, it's going to mean that you're not going to have not going to have any water, or your water is going to go, the price is going to just skyrocket because there is such a limited supply. I mean, you know, basically, I like to say that water is the new oil, only there is no alternative. We all human beings and every living thing on the planet need water to live. There is a finite supply. We have a growing demand plus finite supply equal shortage and conflict over what's left. And what we've just observed in California over the past few months, where, you know, the hue and cry of fisheries versus farmers, where for those people that aren't aware of what was going on, you know, certain people were claiming that they were taking away the farmers' water so that they could give it to endangered species of fish, and, you know, and food, bread lines, all kinds of things going on there, but that's just a microcosm of what's going to happen everywhere, because we have this limited supply of this water that we have to have to survive, and we just have to learn to use what we have and use it properly.
What has caused the crisis? I mean, is it population growth? What has been the biggest driver in your mind, or the biggest couple of drivers, taking us from a situation where maybe we didn't have a crisis on our hands to a situation where we may, in fact, have a crisis on our hands?
All of the above. Overpopulation, overuse, pollution, natural and man-made. You know, too many times we get, everybody blames all the pollution on man. But it's not. I mean, we have here in Colorado, we have problems with arsenic in the wells, and this is all naturally occurring in the rocks, the salts in the rocks. Uranium, radon, all these things, selenium, these are all naturally occurring substances, and they pollute the water. So, you know, we may have a quantity of water. I was in Chicago and talked about water on Lake Michigan. We're floating around with all this water around us, but it's quality as well as quantity.
What about the idea that it's not even so much population growth, it's that where America's population growth is happening happens to be in somewhat too particularly dry areas?
Yeah.
I ask that question, but then I also look at some of the information in your book where you're saying, well, you know, water crises used to be thought of only as a Western kind of thing, a Rocky Mountain Western or desert kind of thing. In fact, there's water problems everywhere. So how do you square those two arguments in the sense of some people say a lot of people are moving to Las Vegas, for instance, a desert, sure, and that's causing a water problem out there. But then it's also true that places that never had water crises before, places, let's say, like Atlanta had a big water crisis recently, those places are having water crises. So is it population movement, population growth, or is there something else going on?
Well, I hate to keep answering it the same question. It's all of the above and then some. All of these things contribute to the problems we have with water. They are exacerbated, of course, in areas where in drier areas, but places like, you know, we talk about, you know, an earlier snowmelt. Well, they have an earlier snowmelt today back east also, and whether you buy into climate change or the issue of climate change or not, you know, things are happening. You look at, I had one hydrologist talk to me about, said to me whether I bought into climate change or not, the maple trees give up their sap 2 weeks earlier, so something is happening. And, you know, when we talk about our snow melt earlier back east, it's the same thing. Our infrastructure is not built to handle earlier across the country. It's not built to handle earlier snow melts because we don't have large enough facilities in the right place so that we don't lose all the water from evaporation. You know, just recently, very recently, in the past month, they finally came out with a report on what they think was the cause of the salmonella poisoning in Alamosa here in Colorado, and it turns out that they're blaming the crisis. They believe that the closest thing they can come to the reason for the salmonella outbreak in Alamosa was that the water was not treated. It was from the municipal supply. They blamed it on agriculture runoff in the municipal supply of water, as well as infrastructure issues, because the old infrastructure, the reservoir, the concrete was cracked, allowing bacteria to get into to taint the water. So, you know, we have water main breaks. We hear about all the time here in Denver and across the country. You know, the water main breaks are from a result of old and antiquated pipes that are worn out. You know, when you have worn out pipes, they break.
Yeah, it's a vexing problem. Again, on the line with us is Susan J. Marks. Her new book, Aqua Shock: The Water Crisis in America. She was a former editor at the Denver Post, and she has also written for Business Week, the Los Angeles Times, Forbes, and many other publications. My last question for you, Susan Marks, is: in all of your reporting on this, give us some examples of reasons to be at least somewhat optimistic, or reasons to believe that there are at least some places in this country that are taking proactive steps to deal with this.
Well, to begin with, the first step to solving problems, even if we aren't sure what all the problems are, is recognizing that problems exist. And I mean, that's very clear. I started writing the book about a year ago, and back then, mainstream press didn't write much about water. Now it's all over the mainstream press. I mean, the New York Times has been writing about, had a number of different articles on water these past few months. People are paying attention to it. So that's the first step. You have all kinds of organizations locally, nationally that are dealing with it. I mean, President Obama, you know, I know you've written about the issue of water czars and things, various czars to solve problems. You know, Obama didn't appoint a water czar, but he's appointed to his advisors and to his advisors and to some of the organizations, people that are very, very water savvy, Ken Salazar, David Hayes, Cam Davis, John Tubbs, Ann Castle, those are all names of people that are very, very much aware of water issues out west and in the Midwest. And you know, that's the first step. We have, you know, you have all kinds of people. We just, as of July 1, the Colorado legislature finally approved, this is opening another can of worms, but finally approved for certain areas, people can finally catch water here in Colorado, that comes out of the sky, puts a rain barrel or a cistern. Only certain people, not everybody. It's no longer against the law. So we have people, there's an awareness that's going on. There's great stuff out on the web there. You have to be careful with who you use as your source, but the U.S. Geological Survey, USGS.gov, as well as there's a number of other organizations that really have great help. The EPA has its Water Sense project that can tell you all different kinds of things you can do.
I think you make a great point that a lot of it is just getting to a point where people say, hey, water is an issue. I don't just turn on my faucet and there's water there. That is something that is a natural resource that is a increasingly scarce resource. And I think your book goes a long way to encapsulating what the real challenges are. Again, Susan Marks, her book is Aqua Shock, The Water Crisis in America. It's in bookstores now. She's a former Denver Post editor, so she knows a lot about the water crises right here in the Rocky Mountain West and in Colorado. Susan, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
9:18 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, what we're going to do after the break, I'm going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after I fill you in. I'm going to fill you in on how I think the Colorado media, the local media right here in Colorado, is distorting the health care debate. The Denver Post, the local television stations. I've got my evidence marshaled. I've got some clips for you. I've got the front page of the Denver Post. I'm going to play them for you, and then we'll let you decide if the Colorado media here is distorting the healthcare debate in a journalistically irresponsible way. A lot of back and forth about healthcare, and I've just had it. And I'm going to play you some clips after the break. Me and Dick Wadhams.
Dick Wad.
Dick Wad, as we like to call him here.
That's our pet name here today. I'm sorry.
That is our pet name at the Republican Party chairman. Me and Dick Wad were on television this weekend debating health care, and we'll look at what he said, what I said, and what the media said, and then you'll decide whether the debate is being distorted and what that means. So stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a couple crashes out there. 8th in Quebec, one at Monaco and Hamden. Things on the highways around town shaping up for us. Just the usual slow spots on 25, I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Also from Castle Rock down to Larkspur, Wolfensberger, Tatoma Road had an earlier crash there. Things really icy and dicey down to the south. Colorado Springs on accident alert. Also got some really nasty conditions we're hearing over Monument Hill. The camera doesn't look that good either, so do be careful if you're traveling on 25 between Colorado Springs and Denver. The forecast, mainly cloudy, a few peaks of sunshine, a few flurries or snow showers also possible, but just a little bit of accumulation in the city. Highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Liquidators are call now for your free catalog. 1-800-560-9010. That's 1-800-560-9010. 1-800-560-9010.
Announcing the Ally Bank Online Savings Account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
923 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up, oh, just a shade under 40 degrees with snow in the forecast and then sun the rest of the week. Hope you're getting psyched for Thanksgiving. I certainly am. We're not going to be here Thursday or Friday. I will be in Philadelphia visiting my folks. Let's turn to health care now. The Senate passing a vote to allow a healthcare debate to move forward. And if you can get beyond the ridiculousness of it being a news story that the Senate voted to have a debate, I mean, it's kind of a sad commentary in this country that it's a big deal that the Senate votes to have a discussion about an issue, but it is a step forward, very, very small step forward. And the debate is getting increasingly distorted. And it's getting increasingly distorted right here in Colorado, to the point where I think we're at the point of journalistic irresponsibility. Let's set the stage here. First, I want to play a clip of Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, and I want to give him big, big kudos to Colorado Senator Bennett. He was on CNN, and he made a very, very bold statement that he is willing to risk his Senate seat, willing to risk losing his Senate seat to pass health care reform. A really, really gutsy statement. Listen to this clip.
I want to move on to some other issues. Before I do, I want to try one yes or no question on you. As a new senator who's on the ballot next year in a tough state, if you get to the final point and you are a critical vote for health care reform and every piece of evidence tells you if you support that bill, you will lose your job, would you cast the vote and lose your job?
Yes.
All right. That tape will be held. I hate to tell you that, but that tape will be held right now.
So no two ways about it. Senator Bennett taking a pretty completely concrete position, and big kudos for him. That takes a lot of guts. So kudos to you, Senator Bennett. Now, the problem is the context of that question. The question says, you know, if all signs point to you losing your election, if you vote for health care reform, would you still vote for health care reform? Well, why would all signs point to a senator who may vote for health care reform as potentially risking their job here in Colorado? I mean, health care reform as a general concept is well supported by the voters of Colorado when you look at polls. So why would it be a very politically dangerous vote? Why could it end up being a politically dangerous vote? Well, I submit to you that it has to in part do with some of the way the healthcare debate is being misrepresented in the Colorado media. I have a post up. And you can find it at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. I have a post up on our site called How the Colorado Media Distorts the Healthcare Debate. And you click over to the post, and you will see two pieces of evidence. One is the front page of the Denver Post on Thursday, which had a huge, huge number on its front page. $849 billion. Huge and big, bright red letters. And it says 10-year cost estimate by the Congressional Budget Office of the Senate health care bill, and in giant numbers across the front page, 849 with then nine zeros. Now, that's true, as I've discussed. I wrote a column about this in the Denver Post a couple days before this headline came out, saying, noting that, look, the Congressional Budget Office does say that the health care bill will cost $849 billion. However, it also says that it will recover the bill through taxes and budget cuts. The same bill will end up recovering about $1 trillion. So at the end of the day, it will reduce the deficit by about $130 billion. So does it really cost $849 billion if at the end of the day it reduces the deficit? Right? If you make an investment of $1,000 and you get $100 and you make $1,100, did your investment really cost $1,000 or did you make $100? And I think that's what's going on in the Colorado media. It's happening at the national level. Now it's happening at the local level. That all you're hearing about is how much it costs, the initial outlay, but you're not hearing that the same Congressional Budget Office that's being cited to put this cost number out there says that this will reduce the deficit. Now, I want you to listen to how it was presented in this KDVR broadcast on the night of the Senate vote. Listen carefully, and especially at the end. This story quotes me, and it quotes Colorado Republican Chairman Dick Wadams. I want you to listen carefully for how the cost side of this is presented.
In the past 3 hours, a rare Saturday session of the United States Senate voted to begin debate on the national health care bill. Republicans were just one vote away from keeping the controversial bill off the floor. Fox 31's Tammy Vigil has local reaction to the new developments tonight. Tammy?
Leland, local Republicans criticized Democrats for taking up this issue on a Saturday night before the Thanksgiving holiday. They say Democrats are trying to ram this through before Americans know what they're doing. And tonight, each GOP senator rejected the bill, but it didn't matter.
The yeas are 60. The nays are 39.
They are 60 votes that will keep alive the most expansive health care legislation in decades.
The motion is agreed to.
Democrats say the plan will cost $850 billion over 10 years and expand medical coverage to an extra 31 million Americans.
This is a first step. It's an important step.
Here at home, political pundits say the bill isn't perfect, but say it's a starting point in healing America's healthcare system before it lapses into critical condition.
People say this bill won't bring down premiums enough. Well, if this bill doesn't pass, premiums are going to go up even faster. People say this bill won't cover enough people in the country. Well, if we don't do anything, more and more people will lose their coverage.
I can't figure out why we would want to entrust the entire health care system to a government that can't even get the flu vaccine out.
Republican strategist Dick Wadham says now that senators have voted to debate the bill instead of killing it outright, they will speak loud and clear about the bill's problems.
This $2.5 trillion monstrosity that will raise taxes on families and small businesses, that will cut Medicare benefits for seniors, that will drive up the national debt, and essentially destroy private health insurance.
Republicans who are criticizing this bill are airing almost the same kinds of criticisms that they aired in the 1960s against Medicare. Well, I think Republicans are really on the wrong side of history here.
Sometimes it is hard to tell who's got the right facts. Like you heard Dick Wadham say, the plan will cost $250 trillion, but David Sirota says initially it'll cost $850 billion. And he says the government will recover more than $1 trillion in revenue. So it looks like the beginning of an ugly fight. Lawmakers begin debate after the Thanksgiving holiday on November 30th.
Okay, so you heard that was a discussion, me and Dick Wadham. Now, the reporter for Fox 31, I mean, first of all, she got... At the end, at that very end point, she got what Dick Wadham said wrong. She said he said $250 trillion. He said $2.5 trillion. But that's kind of the equivalent of a typo. Okay, so let's set that aside for a second. Let's get to the real issue. If you heard Dick Wadham say that the health care bill will cost $2.5 trillion. You heard me say it will cost about $850 billion, but it will recover about $1 trillion. And when I told her this, when I said that, I said that was according to the Congressional Budget Office. At the end of the piece, and actually throughout the piece, however, it was presented as it was just David Sirota was sitting in front of his computer, and he computed his estimate of how much the health care bill will cost. But that's not what happened, right? I was citing the Congressional Budget Office. Dick Wadhams was making up a number. Dick Wadhams literally made up a number, literally, out of thin air, based on nothing. $2.5 trillion, says Dick Wadhams. Any source for that fact? Any source whatsoever? No. I offer up a number, $850 billion it's going to cost, and it's going to recover about $1 trillion through its tax and budget provisions. And at the end, it's presented as a he said, he said. Well, Sirota says this, but Wadhams says this. And my point on this is that what it ends up doing is discrediting the actual numbers. It ends up discrediting the very facts that this debate is supposed to be based on. When the Denver Post puts on the front page of its paper that this bill in giant letters will cost $849 billion, and they don't tell readers that it will actually end up cutting the deficit, that it will actually, at the end of the day, reduce the deficit by $130 billion. When KDVR and local television says, well, Sirota says this, but Wadhams says this, it can lead the average listener or viewer or reader to say, oh, wow, this bill just must be another giant spending program that's going to put us further into debt. Even though that is absolutely not true based on the numbers that this debate is supposed to be about. The Republicans have cited the Congressional Budget Office for weeks and months when they make their cases. The Democrats do too. Both sides agree that the CBO exists as a nonpartisan organization to score the cost of legislation. That's what it does. Its credibility is not in question. And yet, that information is not getting out. So I ask you, is the Colorado media distorting what's going on in the healthcare debate? And if so, why? Right? Why would the Denver Post, on the front page of its paper, only tell you that this bill costs $849 billion? Why would it not tell you that this bill cuts the deficit? Why would local news broadcasts say, well, you know, it's only Sirota who's saying it's going to cut the deficit, and it's Wadhams who said it's going to raise the deficit? Where is the reporting on the nonpartisan sources? Sure, I say it's going to cost about $849 billion. But I say that because that's what the CBO says. That's what the nonpartisan experts say. Is this journalistic irresponsibility? Is it because they don't have enough resources to report properly on this? Or is it right-wing bias? What do you think it is? 303-713-7600. And do you think it has real ramifications? I mean, I think it does. I think if you just pick up the paper and look at the front page of the Denver Post, you might say, wow, this bill costs way too much. I'm just not for it. We just can't afford it right now. Or you look, tune into television and say, we just can't afford this. I just heard that, you know, Sirota saying this, Wadhams is saying this. Well, it just sounds like it costs a lot of money. Is this distorting people's view of what health care reform really is in this state? 303-713-7600. We'll get to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. We do have a few accidents around the metro. They are on the surface streets as we're back in shape on the highways. Here's where you want to look out. 8th and Quebec, 12th and Sheridan, and one at Monaco and Hamden. Also in the high country, some slushy spots, wet, snow-packed areas between Georgetown and Vail. Chain laws in effect eastbound at the Eisenhower Tunnel, eastbound over Vail Pass, and westbound between Copper Mountain and Vail. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow showers. Look for a high around 40 degrees. Right now, 36 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the Colorado Education Project. Time to toy up, Colorado. It's Toy Run time. Mile High Harley-Davidson and Law Tigers are hosting a post-toy run party Sunday, December 6th. Free food and beverages, live music, and donations to Children's and Craig Hospital accepted at the door. Visit milehighharley.com for details.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
Rent-A-Center has a giant plasma TV or a powerful laptop computer for the same low price. That's what I call choices.
That's right, Magic. Hot holiday deals on great name brands from a large screen TV to a super fast laptop computer for less than $20 a week. No down payment, no credit needed. Our sales start 6 a.m. Friday and supplies are limited, so hurry.
Rent-A-Center, where your satisfaction is always guaranteed.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends November 28, 2009. Cannot be combined with any other offer. See rentacenter.com or store for complete details.
The Bargain Watch after Thanksgiving sale starts Friday morning. Save up to 70% on gift certificates for all kinds of stuff. Dining, gifts, entertainment, and more. This weekend only. Bargain Watch is brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
Six 9:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota here on a crisp Monday morning and a short week. Is the Colorado news media distorting the terms of the healthcare debate? Go to am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. I have a post up there, a post that gives you the front page of the Denver Post on Thursday, which blared a giant in big red numbers, $849 billion, saying that's how much health care will cost. And also a clip from KDVR that you just heard, a discussion between me and Dick Wad, Colorado Republican Chairman Dick Wadhams. Dick Wadhams saying that the health care bill will cost $2.5 trillion. He has no evidence to support that. I say it's going to cost $849 billion, but ultimately recover $1 trillion to cut the deficit by $130 billion or so. My number is based on the Congressional Budget Office report. So my question is, when the Colorado media tells us that this bill will cost $849 billion, when in fact it will reduce the deficit by $139 billion, or when they report, oh, Sirota says it's $849 billion, but Wadhams says it'll cost $2.5 trillion, are they committing journalistic malpractice by not telling the real story, which is what the Congressional Budget Office says? Are they misleading? Are they distorting the terms of the debate to make people believe that this bill will inflate the national debt? When in fact, the very numbers that they're citing say this bill will reduce the deficit. In fact, the CBO's report, as I show in this post over at am760.net on the J. Marvin page, I link to the CBO report that actually says over 20 years, this bill could save $650 billion. Now, you might ask, well, how is it possible? How are we going to create universal health care and save money? Well, there's some tax provisions in there, some tax provisions to raise taxes on some of the wealthiest people in our country. There's some budget-cutting provisions in there, cutting expensive and wasteful Medicare subsidies to private insurance companies. That's how you save money. Is it distorting to say, if I have an investment that costs me $1,000 and I make $1,100 back, would it be distorting to say, well, that investment cost you $1,000? Isn't it more accurate to say, wow, that investment made you $100? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Is the Colorado media distorting the terms of the health care debate? Harry in Boulder. Harry, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Outstanding. David, over the course of the years, we have, seems that we have lost the ability to have decent public and political discourse over some of these issues. Part of the problem is there, over the course of those years, there's been too many dicks in the Republican Party. And what they have left is, well, what product do they have to sell? Lies, fear, distortion, half-truths. They're not in the game. Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way.
Yeah, and I think this is what's going on here, is that they're trying to... I mean, what I find funny about the entire Republican argument is, first of all, it's not, as I said, Dick Wadham says $2.5 trillion, that's how much this bill is going to cost, based on nothing. He offers up no actual basis for that, other than, I guess maybe he could say, well, I'm Dick Wadhams. I sat down at my computer and I analyzed this. I'm citing the Congressional Budget Office. He's citing Dick Wadhams' computer program on his little Apple IIe, and the media presents that as equivalent. Okay, but even setting that aside, the Republican argument, I love, they're saying, oh, this is going to cut Medicare. Well, I don't understand. How can you be against government health care and also complaining about cutting Medicare? And they're complaining that some part of this bill will cut wasteful subsidies in Medicare to private insurance. And the Republicans are simultaneously saying government health care is bad, but it's an outrage to cut parts of Medicare. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, indeed. And how can you be against something that the majority of the American citizens clearly want? Elections do have their consequences, and the results are clear. This is what the American people expect. This is what they want. And even though being a conservative, I'm going along with it, scratching my fingernails on a chalkboard. David, this is what people want. The Republican Party is clearly a dinosaur. They, in fact... they're irrelevant.
Yeah,
they're
I think they're
irrelevant.
I think they are quickly making themselves irrelevant. The problem is in the process of making themselves irrelevant, they are certainly distorting this healthcare debate. Hey, Harry, thanks for the call. Danny and Thornton. Danny, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, David. How are you this
morning? Morning. I'm doing well.
All right, great. Hey, listen, as far as this nonsense that goes around saying the media is controlled by liberals and only the liberal point of view is given, I think what you just showed is shows that that's a lie, because they're reporting this guy's numbers that are not correct, and they're totally ignoring what you are doing. And I guess to me it just it goes further than just the fact that about the health care. It just shows that that issue about liberals controlling the media is a lie.
Yeah, you know, the thing with this is, though, and this is why I find it so fascinating, is that I do generally agree with you that on many, many issues, the media is what I would call corporate conservative. On most economic issues, and by the way, most issues of war and peace, the media is extremely pro-war.
Yeah.
And the media, remember the whole drumbeat to war, and the media is extremely corporate conservative on economic issues. The difference in this example, though, I think, is that in the Denver Post putting a giant thing on its front page saying $849 billion, to me, that is, they're trying to sensationalize in order to get readers. It's not a conservative or liberal thing. It's just more sensational. It's more outrage-inducing. If you look at the front page and say, I can't believe that costs $849 billion, going to expand the deficit, I got to read this story. Right, and I think similarly in the TV report, and again, everything I'm referring to here, folks, you can see the front page of the Denver Post, you can see this video from local Colorado reporting here on TV at AM760.net. Click over to the Jay Martin page. In that local TV report, I think that had to do with a lack of reporting resources. The reporter is probably a general reporter. She covers fires. She covers all different things. She called out on assignment to go do a story on the big Senate vote on a Saturday night. I give her the CBO numbers. Dick Wadhams makes up a number. She's on deadline. She doesn't have a lot of research help. And so she's just got to basically to cover herself. She just says, well, Sirota says this and Wadhams says this, and, you know, it's all part of a debate and who knows what is true. And so I guess what my point is that for many, many reasons, this outcome skews conservative, but it's not even driven by ideology in this case, right? It's just sensationalism on one hand, it's lack of real journalistic resources on another hand, but the bottom line is that you're absolutely right, is that when the average person hears or watches that television story or glances at that newspaper, they are led to be outraged from a conservative perspective.
Yeah.
And that is what's wrong, not because I don't want them to be. Not because I'm a progressive and I don't want them to be outraged from a conservative perspective, but because their outrage is not based on the actual facts.
Yeah.
I mean, this is part of the, I guess, progressives' weakness in a sense, is that conservatives are willing to say whatever they don't care about the facts. This is maybe my pet peeve, but like, I cite the CBO, and my citing of the CBO, a concrete fact-based source, is given as much credibility, only as much credibility, as Dick Wadhams, the chairman of the Republican Party, making up a number. Hey, Danny, thanks for the call. Rachel in Englewood. Rachel, you're on AM760.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I think it's, to answer your general question, I think it's journalism malpractice. And here's why. I was reading the front page of the New York Times this morning as well, talking about the ballooning debt and what have you. And they mentioned the $2 trillion from the stimulus and that's been done over the last year, but not one mention of the $4.9 trillion that Bush ran up while he was president. Nowhere does it discuss that at all. And I read an article from the Center for American Progress over the weekend that said, you know, that when the Bush tax cuts expire at the end of next year, we will have lost $2 trillion to the Treasury.
You know, and that is such an important point, that the historical context of what's going on is not reported at all, that suddenly the debt is all Barack Obama's fault. It has nothing to do with George Bush, nothing to do with his tax cuts, nothing to do with the historically unprecedented, and everybody needs to remember that, the historically unprecedented act of committing our country to two wars without a single tax increase, to cut taxes while committing us to two wars, is none of that is mentioned at all when we're talking about the deficit. And by the way, you know what else is not mentioned? Is the bank bailout that George W. Bush championed. Now, in fairness, the Democrats also championed that. President Obama also supported the massive $1 trillion bank bailout. But to your point, you're right. when you decontextualize what's going on, right? That's what this is about, right? You say, oh, the CBO said it's going to cost this much, but then I'm not going to tell you the context. Well, it'll cost you this much, but you'll gain back more than it will cost you. When things get decontextualized, when a deficit discussion is engaged in and it's not mentioned that George W. Bush committed us to two wars while cutting taxes, it makes the country, it makes the viewers, the readers, the news consumers, frankly, it makes us all stupider. It really makes us all dumber, and then we all step back and say, I don't understand why everyone's freaking out about the health care bill. Well, part of the reason why the conservative base and some independents, although the polls still show it's split, but a lot of the reason why some people are freaking out is because they don't have the facts. And the facts are that this bill will reduce the deficit. That is a fact, and I defy anybody to come into this AM760 Progressive Dojo and send up some other facts, not theory, not speculation, but some other facts from an institution as respected as the Congressional Budget Office to say that it won't reduce the deficit. Hey, Rachel, I got to get a break. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
9:52 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
You got it, Dave. A couple more crashes out there. They just cleaned that one at 6th and Quebec, but still one lingering, 12th and Sheridan. Also one closer to the Denver Tech Center at Monaco and Hamden. Do have some problems to the south. It is slick on I-25 between Castle Rock and Colorado Springs. Monument Hill, definitely a problem spot for us right now. Also, chain laws in effect westbound between Copper Mountain and Vail on I-70, eastbound over Vail Pass and eastbound at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy, a few peaks of sunshine, a few flurries or snow showers also possible, but just a little bit of accumulation. Highs in the upper 30s, lower 40s. Right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale this Friday starting at 4 a.m. for over 300 early bird specials. Plus, you'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Surround her with the strength of your love with the Love's Embrace collection, now at Jared.
That's Jared.
Jared is proud to present the new Love's Embrace collection, diamonds in a design created to capture the comfort found in each other's arms. This holiday, there is surely no more romantic gift. Available as necklaces, rings, or earrings, starting at just $79.99. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
954 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Check our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. We have a post up there asking the question, is the Colorado media in specific distorting the terms of the health care debate? I cite the front page of the Denver Post. You got a graphic of the front page of the Denver Post on Thursday and a local news broadcast, both of them promoting the idea that the health care bill will increase the national debt, even though the Congressional Budget Office says exactly the opposite. Is the Colorado media distorting the terms of the healthcare debate? If so, why? 303-713-7600. And again, make sure to check our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page to see those two clips. John in Denver. John, you're on AM760.
Hi, David. I can't believe that you're surprised that you're statement was distorted by the Denver outlet of Fox News, the arm of the Republican Party. But that aside, in addition to all your comments about us all being the poorer for this, I think that when the media goes overboard to try to appear balanced without checking facts, without seeing how accurate Dick Watt's statement is. I think that is at worst journalistic malpractice and at best just ignorance. And I don't know what the answer is besides trying getting a consistent message out, getting consistent facts out without them being sensationalized. But it's a very disturbing trend that the national media trends are now manifesting themselves in local media.
Yeah, that's the right way to characterize it. It's trends at the national level metastasizing to the local level, becoming part of the local media habits. And you're right, when a CBO report by the nonpartisan CBO is given the same credibility as Dick Wadhams, one guy, one Republican operative making up a number, when it says, well, the CBO says this, but Dick Wadhams says this, when news is presented that way, that unto itself is a distortion. Because one is a fact. One is a guy with a political hatchet to wield making up numbers. And you're absolutely right. The he said, she said kind of journalism where facts are not verified. They're just simply thrown out there and given the same credibility as non-facts. That dumbs everything down and distorts the debate. Hey, thanks for the call. Tim in Fort Collins. Tim, you're the last call of the day.
Thank you very much for having me on today. I'd like to thank Dave Sirota for bringing up this idea of using primary sources. And you know, one of the reasons I quit taking the Colorado and up here in Fort Collins is that, you know, it has failed to recognize these kinds of things for a long time and does this kind of journalism where they just pick somebody from one side or the other no matter what your information source is. And so I'd like to thank you just for doing this. And the Denver Post and the Colorado and both, up here we find it just proselytizes for growth. That seems to be their main mission. And anything that falls away from that or falls away from what the chambers talk about, they don't want to use. And you can go to a meeting and sometimes you go to a different meeting than their reporter will report.
Yeah, well, I mean, in fairness, let's be clear. The Denver Post has editorialized in support of the public option. But to your point about primary sources, right, this is what's supposed to lead the news, right? Those are the facts. And we have gotten away from those primary sources in our news coverage, and I think we are all the stupider for it, and I think it's going to really affect us on this healthcare debate. All right, that's the show for today. See you tomorrow. Until then, keep on.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado.